Let's go over now to the main table, and the public address announcer is Bill Antonia.
The Robert M. Collins Center on the campus of Triton College. Today, the third semifinal encounter in District K competition will showcase the number one seed Chargers from Carl Sandburg and the number four seed Blackhawk College. Let's meet starting lineups. First, the visitors from Blackhawk College in Moline, Illinois, who enter this contest with an overall record of 15 wins and 12 losses. At a guard, number 21, a 5'4 sophomore, 5'4 sophomore from Moline High School in Moline, Illinois, Emily Carras. A guard, number 35, a 5'7 freshman from Allman High School in Rock Island, Illinois, Molly Yergel. At a forward, number 5, a 5'9 sophomore from Davenport West High School in Davenport, Iowa, Jocelyn Gray. At forward, number 34, a 5'9 freshman from Smoky Hills High School in Colorado, Deanne Giles. And the third forward, number 55, a 6-foot sophomore from Davenport Central High School in Davenport, Iowa, Desiree Miller. The head coach for the Braves is Gary Altman. The assistant coaches are Ashley Fries and... At guard, number 22, a 5'8 freshman from Galesburg High School in Galesburg, Illinois, Taylor Young. A third guard, number 40, a 5'8 sophomore from Avon High School in Avon, Illinois, Courtney Brown. At forward, number 20, a 5'10 freshman from Gary West High School in Indiana, Gary, Indiana, Jasmine Brown. And at the other forward, number 30, a 5'10 sophomore from Antigo High School in Wisconsin, Brittany Bellow. The head coach for the Chargers is Mike Bailey. The assistant coach is Rob Williams. The officials for today's first game in District D competition, or I should correct that, District K competition, is Craig Morse, Bob Hawkins, and Bob Jenkins.
So that's Bill Antonia, our public address announcer, with the announcement of the starting lineups. Blackhawk dressed in their traveling black uniforms. They have the gold piping, the gold numerals with Blackhawk across the chest. Sandburg dressed in their home uniforms, the white uniform with the red Chargers across the chest and the red numerals. Sandburg will go from left to right here, which is west to east at Triton Community College. Blackhawk going from right to left. At center court, it'll be Deanne Giles of Blackhawk jumping against Brittany Bellow of Sandburg, and the opening tip controlled by the Chargers. Goes to Katie Wilson. Wilson now brings it into the front court, now to Young. Left side to Jasmine Brown. She'll drive down hard to the baseline, gets it back out to Bellow, takes a 15-footer, bingo.
Great dish right there by Jasmine Brown. She drew the defense, collapsed the zone, kicked it for the high post jumper.
Right side, Molly Yergel now. She drives all the way to the baseline, lost the ball, but got it back and got it out to Giles. Now Carras comes to the right side to Yergel. Back up top now to Desiree Miller. And now we're going to get a whistle here.
I think we're going to get an illegal screen on number 5, Jocelyn Gray.
So that'll be Gray's first, the first team foul against Blackhawk, and Sandburg with a 2-0 lead will bring it back left to right. Taylor Young gets pressure at center court, but dribbles over the timeline, comes to the right side now to Brown, alley-oop to Bellow, but it was intercepted inside by Deanne Giles, and she was off balance and traveled with the ball.
That's always a tough turnover right there if you're Blackhawk, because you make a good steal, but you were having to make such an athletic play that you couldn't get your feet back under you.
Young will throw it in right here in front of us on the east side of the gym. Bounce pass into Brown, comes back out to Young. 15-foot jumper, no good. The rebound's going to be picked up by Carras of Blackhawk. Back come the Lady Braves right to left. Emily Carras got a bounce pass ahead and was able to get the ball to Deanne Giles, but I think she hit the baseline, and it'll go back over to the Chargers.
Yeah, good defense right there, and actually it was almost a steal for the Chargers, as it looked like Brittany Bellow was going to be able to steal that ball away. But the recovery right there by Giles, she steps out, and the Chargers will get the ball.
Young beats the backcourt pressure. Now she's going to drive all the way to the basket, and as she's going up for the layup on the right side, we're going to get a foul called, and they'll get Emily Carras for this one, her first. That'll be the second team foul, and Taylor Young will go to the line.
Well, we heard Coach Gary Altman talk in the pregame, Jim, about the fact that when the Chargers hit the free throw line so hard against them in that second game, It's going to be the same thing here if the Chargers can continually break down this defense by Blackhawk and get into the lane, because it opens up the kickouts.
Young misses the first. She makes the second, her first point of the game. 3-0 Sandberg, 18:56 to go here in the first half. Into the front court now, Deanne Giles. Here's the pass, the backdoor pass, right behind her to Gray. And the rebound in the lane is going to be put back up and through by Desiree Miller, and she's going to be fouled.
Well, that was a good job by Miller. She had great post position, or box out position, right in front of the rim. She was able to capture that rebound, put it back in. Right there, somebody from Sandberg has to get in her way and box her out.
Jasmine Brown gets the foul. The free throw is missed. The first team foul on Sandberg. Going to get a violation on the free throw here. And Desiree Miller is going to get another chance at the three-point try.
I think they're going to say Jasmine Brown too early right there going for the rebound.
So Desiree Miller, who went to Davenport Central, misses it anyway. Thank you very much. The rebound, Taylor Young. For Sandberg, back come the Chargers left to right. Here's Young now, dribbles right around Jocelyn Gray, and gets it over the timeline. Now to Courtney Brown, to Wilson. Wilson comes up top, left side Young. She drives the paint. Alley-oop pass to Jasmine Brown. She was tied up by Deanne Giles. We're going to jump ball, and it'll be Blackhawks ball on the alternating possession.
The problem with that pass right there was that it floated too long in the air, so it gave a Blackhawk a chance to recover and get their hands on that ball to tie up Jasmine Brown.
Karras now gets it up top to Jocelyn Gray. Now on the drive, this is Molly Yergel. Yergel now dishes the ball off. She has it again top of the key as it comes back to her from Karras. Now Desiree Miller, the post player, out top. Now they get it down inside, and the shot's going to go up and through by Jocelyn Gray.
So that was a pretty good position right there for Jocelyn Gray. She was able to get that to Chargers have to try and limit the amount of touches inside, it looks like, for Blackhawk. That seems to be where they're trying to get the ball.
4-3 Blackhawk. Now we're going to get the second foul on Karras as she was trailing Katie Wilson.
I think they're going to call a carry right here.
Oh, they're going to call a carry on Wilson.
Yeah, because they're going to get the turnover on Wilson. I didn't really see it, but we are screened off a tad bit.
Yeah, we're screened. We're on the floor. We're here at the southeastern corner of the gym. Well, back comes Karras. They lead it by one, a chance to take a bigger lead. Molly Yergel on the right side. Back up top to Karras. Now on the left side, Deanne Giles for Blackhawk. Top of the key to Jocelyn Gray. Here's the three-pointer. It's going to be good by Molly Yergel from the left side. Oh, we've seen that before. Yergel with her first of the game, 7-3 in favor of Blackhawk. Here comes Taylor Young now for the Chargers. Young over the timeline. Got a pick up top from Shanice Taylor, who's come into the game, now to Belo. Now they get it back to Brown. Courtney Brown dribbles around the three-point line, getting big pressure out front from Yergel, but instead dishes it off to Wilson. The ball's going to go out of bounds, but they say it's off Karras.
Well, a good bailout pass right there by Courtney Brown. She barely got that ball out of her hands before the five-second call came.
Here's Katie Wilson now triggering it in for the Chargers underneath their own basket. Comes into Belo, who takes the jump shot. No good. She missed the rim completely. Comes off the backboard, and Deanne Giles picks it up. Now Brown comes and intercepts the pass as they enter the front court, but it'll be Blackhawks ball in front of the scorer's table.
Well, you can tell that it's a little bit higher of a level of competition here that Blackhawks bring in than Elgin brought in. Sandberg's going to have to keep playing that stellar defense we saw them play so well in that first game against Elgin.
Here's Jocelyn Gray now. She got a pass from Karras, but was unable to hold it. It was picked up by Wilson. Young now ahead to Shanice Taylor. Taylor now in the corner, comes cross court to Brown. Here's Wilson now, take the 18-footer off the glass. No good. The rebound's going to be picked up in the lane by Emily Karras. She brings it out herself, lost the ball, but was able to pick it up high right side in the front court. Comes cross court now to Jocelyn Gray. Now on the left side to Deanne Giles underneath, and the shot's going to go up and through by Jocelyn Gray. Jocelyn Gray has four, and it's 9-3 Blackhawk. This is kind of the way it started last year, and then Sandberg came back and got control of the game. But they look a little shaky so far. This is Courtney Brown. Bounce pass to Katie Wilson, left wing. Top of the key, Belo. She drives the foul line. Now dishes back out to Wilson. Wilson comes back to Belo. She'll take the 15-footer around, no good. Rebound Taylor, though. Right back up for the Chargers, and good. Shanice Taylor with the offensive rebound in the hoop. 9-5 in favor of Blackhawk. Here comes Emily Carras for the Lady Braves. All the way down court, Young knocked the ball away, but it was picked up by Jocelyn Gray. Gray gets it back out to Emily Carras, who steals a look at Gary Altman on the bench for the play. To Yergel, up top to Desiree Miller. And now we're going to get a whistle and a travel on Deanne Giles.
Well, that going back to last possession by the Chargers, great rebound by Shanice Taylor. And you talked before the ball game that the Chargers don't have height as much as they have width. And Shanice Taylor, one of the bigger girls inside, was able to take up a lot of space, get position, and pull down a strong rebound and get that one back up and in.
Sarah Turk in the game for the Chargers. She has the ball up top, now to Taylor. Taylor sees an opening, drives the basket, puts it up and through, and she's going to be fouled. Fouled on the play. Wow.
Very athletic move by Shanice Taylor. She uses a power move, rips the ball through the zone. Good athletic move. Left-handed dribble, left side of the basket, puts it up with the left hand, and gets the harm. Great job right there, and they're going to pick up the foul on Sarah Thor.
I don't have her on my program. Sarah Thor, number 50, right?
Correct.
Okay. Now the free throw is going to be missed by Shanice Taylor. It's 9-7, the two-point Blackhawk lead. Back into the front court now comes Carras on the left side to Desiree Baker, who's in the game. Comes back up to Thor, now on the right side to Deanne Giles. Back up top now to Lydia Aceves is in the game. She drives the paint, puts it up. It was partially blocked. Picked up underneath by Bilo. Ahead to Brown, fast break Sandberg. And Courtney Brown's going to put it up and through.
Well, we heard before the game that Coach Bailey wanted to make this a little bit of a track meet right there. The Chargers pushed the ball out ahead, and we're able to get the easy layup by Courtney Brown.
9-9, Blackhawk and Sandberg tied up. Emily Carras on the right side. Up top now to Desiree Baker. Baker shovels off on the left side to Aceves. Now to Carras. Now back on the right side again to Baker. Baker has the ball up over her head. Comes inside to Giles. Now here's the three-point shot. No good by Lydia Aceves. The rebound, though, right back up and through by Deanne Giles. They're beating him on the boards.
Yeah, right there. Cannot leave that wide open. That was a wide-open rebound for Giles. She is able to easily pull it in and put it back up and score to the two-point basket.
Deanne Giles first of the game, 11-9 in favor of Blackhawk. Here's Young drives the foul line to Shanice Taylor, running 15-footer, no good. The rebound's going to be picked up by Lydia Aceves. Aceves, the outlet pass now to Carras, and Carras brings it over the timeline for Blackhawk. 14 minutes to go, first half, 11-9 in favor of the Lady Braves of Blackhawk Community College. Left side now, Lydia Aceves, guarded by Young, pops it up top now to Desiree Baker, back to Aceves, now to Carras. Carras now on the right side, gets the ball to Sarah Thor. Thor now comes in the paint. Turnaround jumper is going to be up no good by Deanne Giles. And the rebound Young for the Carl Sandburg Chargers. Back on the attack comes Taylor Young to Sarah Turk. Turk standing out at center court. Back to left side to Brown. Here's Young with the three-pointer. No. The rebound's going to be picked up. Nobody again underneath for the Chargers. And it was picked up by Lydia Aceves. Ahead to Carras. 13:22 to go, first half. They get it high post now to Deanne Giles. She dishes off on the left side to Desiree Baker. Baker sees an opening, drives the hoop, puts it up in the lane, no good. The rebound was off Turk, but picked up by Thor, but she walked with it.
Yeah, just not a very athletic player, I don't think Sarah Thor is. She kind of grabbed that rebound and tried to go back up and in without even establishing the dribble very quickly. So
here comes Hipster. Will go out for Sandberg. So Shanice Taylor will stay in. Katie Wilson also stays in. Janelle Hipser, who's out of Bartonville.
I like this two-post set right here. They have Shanice Taylor and Janelle Hipster in, and they worked really well together in that Elgin game, Jim.
Yeah. Now Young has it, now to Turk. Turk has it on the far left corner. Dribbles out to the foul line. Got the ball out to Taylor Young. Young now beyond the three-point circle. Now on the dribble, gets it on the left side to Katie Wilson. Wilson looking inside, pressure out front. Now to Young. She'll take the three left corner, in and out, and no good. The rebound, Sarah Thor for Blackhawk. 12:40 to go first half. 9-11, the 11-9, the two-point lead for the Lady Braves. Right side, Lydia Aceves. Now to Yergel. Back up top, they get the ball to Desiree Baker. Here's Aceves with the three-pointer. Good. Lydia Aceves hits the three. Mike Bailey's seen enough. He wants a full timeout with 12:25 to go. First half, it's Blackhawk 14, Sandberg 9. This is the Sandberg Chargers women's basketball on WGIL and on WGIL.com.
There's no better way to spend a dollar in the morning than on breakfast at McDonald's. We feel so confident about this that we gave a dollar to some people and challenged them to prove us wrong. These are their stories.
I got one side of my car washed.
I bought 2.5 stamps.
I tipped my dentist.
There you have it. Actual proof from actual voice actors acting like actual people. Indeed, there is no better way to spend a dollar in the morning than on a hot and savory McDonald's sausage biscuit or McMuffin. Only $1 every day on the breakfast dollar menu. Prices and participation may vary.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WTIL.com.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson back with you. WGIL Galesburg as we cross the 4:30 mark here. It's a community college tournament basketball here on WGIL. We're at Triton Community College in River Grove. Eric, your reaction so far?
Well, you can tell it's a different level of play right now. And the Chargers are still getting a little acclimated. The shots aren't falling as easily as they did early in the first half of the last game. So they're going to have to keep working. And I think they're going to have to look to move the ball inside out a little bit more. They've been kind of satisfied at times to keep it outside. But when they've been successful, it's when they've had dribble drives inside or post play inside.
I think they're maybe going to try to get it inside here. Let's see if they do it after the Sandberg full timeout. 14-9 in favor of Blackhawks. Shanice Taylor gets it on the right side to Young. They will go into Hipser. Back out to Taylor. She lost it. Now the ball's fought for at center court, and we're going to get a foul called here.
Good job by Shanice Taylor. She was able to get position to go after that ball, and then we're going to get a foul on Baker, who was trying to go around her to get to that ball.
Desiree Baker's first, the third team foul on Blackhawk. I should say the fourth team foul on Blackhawk. Here's Sarah Turk, now to Young. Inside Hipser, turnaround jumper, no good. The rebound, Sarah Thor of Blackhawk. Outlet pass, Molly Yergel. Here's the pass ahead to Aceves. Aceves going to take the 18-footer, no good. The rebound underneath Shanice Taylor for the Chargers. Outlet pass now comes to Taylor Young. Here comes Sandberg. Ahead to Sarah Turk. She'll take the three-pointer, no. The rebound's going to be fought for underneath, and still ball goes on the floor. Kara Johnson is there. She picks it up, but we're going to get a jump ball, a held ball, with Kara Johnson and Janelle Hipser, and it'll be Sandberg's ball on the alternating position.
Well, Kara Johnson gets the rebound right there, but she brings it back into the position you don't want to bring it back into, and that's right back down to the towards the waist where somebody else can tie her up.
Young will trigger it into Katie Wilson. Back to Young left corner. Bounce pass to Hipser. Turnaround jumper, no. She missed two in a row. The rebound controlled by Sarah Thor. She picks it up about 10 feet out from the basket. Back comes Lydia Aceves now for Blackhawk to Yergel. Now back up top to Desiree Baker, and we'll get a whistle here and something going on.
Not exactly sure what the call is right here. Stoppage in play as they're going to allow the substitution to come in now. But the rims just have not been kind to Carl Sandberg so far. Just they can't get anything to drop, even if it's just within 4 to 6 feet.
Emily Carras comes back in. Lydia Aceves goes out for Blackhawk. Comes into Molly Yergel on the left side. She'll drive the baseline. Bounce pass underneath to Thor, who puts it up and through. Sarah Thor with a great dish across the paint from Molly Yergel. 16-9 in favor of Blackhawk. 11-10 to go, first half. Top of the key, Young. Now to Shanice Taylor on the left side for the Chargers. She'll dribble inside. Puts a shot up. Good, and she's going to be fouled. Oh, Shanice Taylor with 6 first half points coming in off the bench. And the foul is going to be called against Blackhawks' Desiree Miller. That'll Desiree Baker, her second. That's a 15 foul.
Well, that seems like the most successful offense the Chargers have going right now. Just clear it out. Let Shanice Taylor take her defender on the drive. That's worked for her twice now. She's gotten the hoop and the harm.
Taylor's free throw this time will be good. 7 first half points for Shanice Taylor coming off the bench. Here comes Jocelyn Gray, who started back into the game, along with Deanne Giles, who also started the game. So they have Deanne Giles, Emily Carras, Yergel stays in, Sarah Thor stays in, and then they have Jocelyn Gray. Into the front court now comes Aceves, or I should say comes Carras. Gets the ball up top to Gray. Left side now to Deanne Giles. Here's the pass. They tried to force it in underneath, but it was intercepted by Katie Wilson. She gets the outlet now to Turk. It was almost knocked away, but Turk got it back into the front court. Left side now to Courtney Brown. Brown will drive inside. Cross court now to Wilson. She fakes the shot. Gets it back out to Turk. Will take the 18-footer. Bingo. Sarah Turk just inside the three-point line that time, her first of the game, and it's 16-15. Now stolen back by Sandberg as Turk brings it back again. They got it into the front court, but Blackhawk lost the ball. Top of the key now, this is Hipser. Left side now to Sarah Turk. Sandberg with a chance to take the lead. They have not had the lead in the game, and we'll get a whistle and a foul called here against Blackhawk, and this one will go against Deanne Giles.
I think that the scoreboard is wrong right now, Jim, because I had it 16-12 after that last free throw, and now they have it at 16-15. I don't know if they counted that Turk shot as a three, but
they shouldn't have.
No, she was definitely inside, but right now it says 16-15.
Turk has it on the inbounds. Here's a pass underneath, and it's put up and through by Janelle Hipser. Hipser, the six-foot freshman, gives Sandberg his first lead of the game, 17-16, 10 minutes to go first half. This is Emily Carras. Carras now has it the top of the key. Comes on the left side to Deanne Giles. Back up top now to Jocelyn Gray. Gray has the ball knocked away. Lost it on the floor, but got it to Carras on the right side. Carras still on the dribble against Wilson, and now Wilson will kick it away.
Should be the under 10 timeout here.
We're going to have a media timeout with 9:44 left to go in the first half. And our score, it's Sandberg 17, Blackhawk 16. This is Carl Sandburg Chargers women basketball on WGIL and on WGIL.com.
Grandpa, according to this book of magic spells, one can bring luck to a basketball team by establishing a ritual. Examples include repeating an activity before and after a sports game.
Like eating a Hungry Hobo sandwich?
Do you think that will work?
There's only one way to find out. Besides, basketball makes me hungry, and we know it will taste good.
Before or after the big game, for good luck or just for good food, head to Hungry Hobo in Galesburg for fresh sandwiches, soups, nachos, and baked potatoes.
You've earned a trip to the Hungry Hobo on North Street.
During the radio auction, bid on item number 706, one pair of box seats to the Lowe family, the Orpheum Theater, Friday, April 17th.
The bidding begins at 7 a.m. March 21st on WGIL.
Jim Lyman, Eric Gibson, apparently they counted Sarah Turk's two-pointer as a three, so Sandberg has its first lead of the game, 17-16.
Well, I'm sure they'll take it as long as it sticks on the board, but 17-16, the play's gotten a little bit better. As we were talking earlier, Jim, it just seemed like the shots weren't falling. But come down, Turk hits what's now being ruled as a three. Hipser gets a nice, easy two on the inside. And Shanice Taylor's played a strong first half of this first half.
She has. 9:44 to go in the first half after the media timeout. 17-16 our score in favor of Carl Sandberg, their first lead of this ballgame. Will be triggered in by Blackhawk now. The ball comes into Molly Yergel, and Yergel's going to be bumped, I think, in the corner.
Oh, wow.
And we're going to get a foul called here against the Chargers, and they'll call it against Bilo, I think.
Yeah, they did, and it looked like Brittany Bilo, they had a trap on her. It looked like she was straight up and down, so I don't know where the foul came from.
Here's Sarah Turk intercepting the pass that was coming into Brooke Steger, who's come into the game for Blackhawk, to Hipser, now to Katie Wilson. Wilson has it here in front of us on the right side to Turk, now to Courtney Brown. Brown back up to Hipser outside the three-point line, top of the key, right side Sarah Turk. Turk looking inside for Bilo instead to Wilson, now to Brown. Brown left wing, now to Bilo. She takes two dribbles inside the foul line to Turk, who puts up an air ball. Hipser tried to save it but couldn't. It'll be Blackhawk ball.
Just a little short on that shot. I think she got a little intimidated by the defense coming out after her.
Triggered in front of us here by Deanne Giles, who gets it into Emily Carras. Carras now into the front court to Jocelyn Gray. Gray gets it back up top now to Deanne Giles. Giles to Steger, and now we'll get a whistle and traveling called against Carras of Blackhawk.
Yeah, right there, Carras just tried to cross over and drug her pivot foot while she was coming back the other way.
9 minutes to go, first half, 17-16 Sandberg. Their first lead of this first half. Katie Wilson now high left wing to Hipser. And now we'll get double dribble on Hipser.
Yeah, she started, kind of lost it, tried to pick it back up and go at it again, and didn't play very cleanly. And I'm sure if you ask Coach Bailey, he doesn't want Hipser doing too much dribbling out top anyway.
Get Taylor Young coming back in. Hipser's going to go out. Sarah Turk will go out. Shanice Taylor's come back in. So it's Taylor Young, Shanice Taylor, Courtney Brown, Brittany Bilo, and Katie Wilson for the Chargers. Here comes Emily Carras now for Blackhawk. They trail it by 1 point. Bounce pass now to Jocelyn Gray, just outside the three-point line right side. Back to Carras. Now inside to Giles. Giles can't get the shot up over Bielo to Steger, who will take the jumper. No good. The rebound, Brittany Bielo for the Chargers. Outlet pass, Courtney Brown. Here's Brown into the front court for Carl Sandberg. Now to Taylor Young. Right side, Katie Wilson. Wilson now gets it back out to Bielo. Now to Young. Young has it on the left side. Thought about the three. She had it open for a second. Instead dribbles out to Brown. And now gets it to Wilson right here in front of us on the right side. She gets a pick from Taylor. Back now to Brown. But Brown couldn't control the pass. And it goes out of bounds. It'll be Blackhawks ball.
Just sloppy play by Sandberg right there. There was no reason for that turnover. Courtney Brown just did not look the ball into her hands. Fumbled with it. And then it went out of bounds. They really need to take advantage because Blackhawks kind of stagnated here on 16 for quite some time.
Yeah, they have. Emily Carras on the dribble right side. She's guarded by Brown. Out to Jocelyn Gray. On the left side now to Deanne Giles. Back out to Carras. Looked like she traveled, but no whistle. Carras now on the dribble. Tried to get around Brown. Couldn't do it. Got it to Steger, who'll take the jumper. No good. Rebound Shanice Taylor, who was way up for that one, but she lost it back to Steger. Now down underneath. The shot up by Giles. No good. It's going to be saved inbounds by Young, but it hits the back of the backboard, and it's going to be Blackhawk ball underneath their own basket. Sandberg just can't seem to get it going, Eric.
No, both these teams having a problem finding a rhythm here in the game. It's been kind of choppy here in the early going for both sides.
Here's a three-pointer by Gray on the inbounds pass. No good. The rebound, Courtney Brown for the Chargers. Back comes Carl Sandberg. Over the timeline now comes Courtney Brown. Gets it up to Wilson. Now back to Brown left side. Brown now, one dribble. Back up now to Bielo. She'll take the 17-footer. Bounce, no good. The rebound, though, Taylor, and Taylor's going to be fouled. Taylor had three girls around her, still able to get that rebound.
Well, she's playing a heck of a game right now, Jim, and she's really being aggressive on the board. She's gotten up, and we've seen her rip down a couple of real strong rebounds. She's not going up and just grabbing the ball. She's going up and ripping the ball down and keeping possession of it. Very strong player so far, has Shanice Taylor been.
Molly Urgo committed the foul, her first. That's going to be the seventh team foul. So at the free throw line, here's Shanice Taylor. The free throw is going to go around, and it'll drop through. 8 points in the first half for Shanice Taylor. Here comes Desiree Miller back into the game.
Shanice Taylor only averaging about four and a half a game. So she's playing a real good game. She had seven in the game against Elgin.
She had a great game up here last year. Brooke Steger went out of the game for Blackhawk when Desiree Miller came back in. Taylor makes the second. Jasmine Brown's going to come back into the game for Sandberg, and Shanice Taylor will go out and gets a nice pat and a handshake from Mike Bailey as she takes a seat on the bench.
Well, she's played very good, and I think that Bailey's trying to give her some rest as he lets her play for a few-minute bursts and then takes her back out, and it seems to be working because she's played strong the whole time that she's been in there and played aggressive the whole time.
19-16, Sandberg leads it. Here's Molly Urgel, drives through the paint. We're going to get a foul here. Boy, Urgel went right around Bielo, and then Young came in and bumped on her. And the foul's going to go against Taylor Young. That'll be Young's first. That's the third team foul. So the two former Western Big Six Conference opponents, Molly Urgel and Taylor Young, with a little meeting there in the paint. Comes in now in the inbounds to Miller. She tries to get the shot. Oh, she walked.
Walked, yes,
oh,
there it is.
Get it.
it was a little late coming right there, and she went up. It looked like somebody got a hand on the ball, but she came back down with it just strong in her hand. So definitely a travel and a good call right there on the offside.
Here comes Courtney Brown for the Chargers. They lead by three to Katie Wilson. Now to Bielo. Bielo right side, Taylor Young. Young now gets a pick from Bielo. She'll drive the foul line. Takes the 16-footer. No good. The rebound comes out to Jocelyn Gray. Back come the Lady Braves of Blackhawk. Gray comes all the way down court, and she's going to be bumped by Young, and Young will pick up her second foul. That'll be the fourth team foul against the Chargers.
Well, we really haven't seen Taylor Young get anything going so far. She's 0-for-5 from the field, 1-for-2 from the free throw line. All of her shots seem short. I don't know if it's fatigue of some sort, but she seems like she's a little off on every shot she's taken.
She's going to come out. Sarah Turk will come back in. Free throw by Jocelyn Gray was good. She has 5 points in the game, makes it 19-17. She can narrow the Sandberg lead to one with this one, and the Davenport West graduate does it. She has 6 points in the game, 19-18. Carl Sandberg. Here comes Sarah Turk. Go ahead.
Sorry. Those free throws break a 10-0 run right there by Carl Sandberg. So let's see if they can get back into it.
Right side now, Brown to Bielow. Bielow out at center court. Comes on the left side, Sarah Turk. Looking inside for Jasmine Brown, who's back in. Here's a jump shot, no good, but Brown gets a rebound. She'll put it right back up. No! The rebound this time is going to be pulled down by Deanne Giles of Blackhawk. Giles brings it out herself against Wilson. Now will hold up, gets it ahead to Karras. On the left side, Jocelyn Gray. Gray now with 5:50 to go first half. 19-18 Chargers. Blackhawk with a chance to regain the lead. This is Desiree Miller on the right side. Now to Karras. Karras lets Brown go by her and then takes the 15-footer good. Emily Karras' first of the game. 20-19, Blackhawk back in front.
Well, right there, good job by Karras just letting the defense overplay itself, and then she was able to hit that little jumper. The Chargers are going to need to try to work this ball for an easier shot than they've been getting. A lot of contested shots the last few possessions.
Here's Jasmine Brown with the 18-footer just inside the three-point line. No good. The rebound's going to be picked up by Molly Yergo. Yergo's going to come down herself the full drive. Now she dishes off left side. The jumper by Gray is no good. The rebound fought for underneath, and we're going to get a whistle and a foul called here. Turk went down. The foul is going to go against Desiree Miller, their post player, her first. That'll be the eighth team foul. We'll come back down to the east end of the court, and Sarah Turk's going to go to the line.
Yeah, let's get some free throws here, and this is where in a tournament like this, you have to definitely, as even more so than the regular season, capitalizes at the free throw line, because these are the times when your team can take a little bit of a breath, but you've got to still get some points on these possessions.
Sir has come back into the game for Sandberg. Here's Turk's free throw, and it's good. So she has, well, 3 or 4 points, however you want to look at it. I guess it's 4, because she got credit for a 3 that was really a 2. So it's Bielow, Hibser, Sarah Turk, Katie Wilson, and Courtney Brown. The second one is missed by Sarah Turk. The rebound controlled by Deanne Giles. Outlet to Karras. Into the front court, Jocelyn Gray. Now they get it down. The shot up underneath. No good by Desiree Miller. It's going to go out of bounds in the corner, and they say it went off Bielow, who was trying to pick it up along the baseline.
Yeah, Bielow just could not get her hands squarely on that ball. Was dealing with it over by the end line. Unfortunately, was just not able to corral it before passing over the end line.
Here's the inbounds pass. Now comes all the way out up top of the key to Emily Karras. Karras on the dribble against Sarah Turk. Now she'll get the ball right side to Desiree Miller. Back out to Karras. Now they get on the left side to Yergo. Great pass inside by Yergo to Giles. Giles tried to get it up once and then tried to get it up a second time from the right side and was able to do it. Deanne Giles has 4. 22-20 in favor of Blackhawk.
Yeah, right there, Giles just out-efforted everyone else in the paint. She put that shot up, got it blocked, got it back, and put it back up and in. Nobody else able to show any more hustle than she did right there.
She'll drive the paint, puts it up, no good. Bielow was not there for the rebound. It came down to Jocelyn Gray. Now she lost it at center court, but Karras picks it up for the Lady Braves of Blackhawk. They lead it by 2 with 4 minutes to go here, first half. Karras on the right side gets a bounce pass up to Molly Yergo. Boy, that pass by Yergo last time was just great when she got it inside. Now left side to Deanne Giles, back to Karras. Karras now gets a ball to Gray. Gray one dribble, takes the 15-footer, no good. The rebound underneath, though, controlled by Yergo. She tried to get the ball up, and now it goes down to the floor. Bielow was down at the bottom of that pile, and we're going to get a foul called, it looks like.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised there was no foul called on whoever altered the shot put up by Molly Yergo. It looked like she took a lot of contact in putting the shot back up. No call, and ultimately, Brittany Bielow is going to be fouled and go to the line here.
Deanne Giles is second. That's the ninth team foul. We'll come back down to our end of the court, the east side, and Brittany Bielow will have the 1-1. She has 2 points in the game. There's that jump shot free throw, and she missed it. But the rebound is going to go out of bounds. Off of the foot is battling for the rebound that time were Desiree Miller and Deanne Giles, and the ball just harmlessly rolled away from both of them.
Yeah, that's where you've got to have somebody yell in the background, same team, as they didn't know they were battling each other. other for the ball right there.
Sarah Turk is going to throw it in now for Carl Sandberg. Comes into Katie Wilson up top. The Chargers down by two here with 3:40 to go in the first half. Courtney Brown bumped all over the place, but got it back out to Turk, top of the key. Now Sarah into Bilo. Bilo right to the hoop, puts it up, no good. Bilo again will put it up, no. The rebound hits her up, yes! Oh, Sandberg all over the offensive boards that time. Janelle Hipser with the offensive rebound of the hoop, and it's 22-all with 3:19 to go first half. Here's Gray now, up top to Desiree Miller. Right side, they get the ball to Kara Johnson, and she'll take the 15-foot jumper, and it's good. Kara Johnson out of Moline from the right side. She played for the Lady Maroons last year, and it's 24-22, and now we'll get a whistle and a foul called here, I believe, against Carras.
Yeah, a little over-pursuit as Katie Wilson was trying to advance that ball up the floor, but she'll go to the free throw line. Down here on the last possession, some great rebounding and great positioning by both Bilo and Hipster. Bilo just seems a little short on her shots as well, Jim. She's just not getting them up over the rim. She keeps getting it right in there off the front of the rim or off the backboard and where the rim meets.
Bonus in effect. That's the 10th team foul. Carras's second. Yeah, she had a great look that time, right? She was all had a little pressure on her, but she had the body between her and the defender and was unable to get it to drop.
Yeah. Good first free throw. Katie Wilson converts on the first one. Here's the second one.
Wilson misses this one. The rebound's going to be picked up by Sarah Thor, who's in, and now we're going to get a foul on Wilson as she looked like she had all ball, but instead they're going to call a foul.
I thought it was all ball right there. It looked like Wilson had strong grasp of the ball. Thor just throwing her weight around, able to try to pull that one away, and it's going to pick up a foul on Katie Wilson.
Full court pressure by the Chargers, but they beat it easily. Ahead to Aceves, who walked with it, but she drives the basket, and she's going to make it, and she's going to be fouled. Oh, Aceves looked like she walked, and Mike Bailey wants the call, and he's in. It's a three-point play as Aceves is going to get the layup, and the foul is going to go against Courtney Brown, her first, and the 17th foul against the Chargers.
Poor no call right there. Aceves had the ball jump up on her. She caught it up in her hand, ran a few steps with it on the overhand, and then finally put it to the floor. It was just bad ball handling by her. Got it caught up above by her shoulder and was not able to hit the floor in time.
And she converts the three-point play. Lydia Sevas was six. 27-23. Blackhawk takes the four-point lead. 2:50 to go first half. Wow, what a turnaround there. Here's Sarah Turk for the Chargers to Brown. Left side now to Katie Wilson. Wilson guarded by Aceves, high left side, looking inside for Hipser. It's Wilson drives, now dishes to Hipser, who'll take the 10-foot jumper, no good. Rebound Courtney Brown, though, for the Chargers. Brown brings it out behind the three-point line. Cross court to Wilson. Wilson drives inside, pops it back out to Turk. Turk now on the dribble. She'll take the baseline jumper. Good. Oh, Sarah Turk faked like she was going to go out. Came back to the baseline. Hit the jumper with nobody in front of her. She has 6 points on the game. 27-25 in favor of Blackhawk. Back on the attack now comes Kara Johnson. Johnson now has it left wing. Now to Lydia Sevas. Now to Yergel. Yergel goes right inside to Thor. Thor goes in against Hipser. Takes a dribble. Puts it up. No good. The rebound. Oh, Hipser had it. Now the ball's going to come out to the foul line. Everybody down on the floor. And boy, you'd say this is not a physical game. Wow.
Yeah, I'm surprised we didn't get a whistle right there. Somebody just leveled Hipser. I don't know if it was Thor or who it was, but somebody lowered the boom on Ipser. She hits the floor. The ball comes spurting out, and everybody grabs onto it, and we have a jump ball situation.
It'll come in now to Thor, and we're going to get a foul called against Janelle Hipser, as Hipser was standing in front of Thor. That'll be Hipser's first. That's the 18th foul against the Chargers, and Sarah Thor will go to the free throw line. She will shoot the 1-1 here.
Well, one of the principles of defense is seeing your man and seeing the ball right there. If Janelle Hipser had seen the ball, she would have been able to easily knock it away.
She misses it. The shot put up no good by Jocelyn Gray, and then Thor comes back, and Thor gets the rebound, and she'll put it up and good. Sarah Thor has four, 29-25. Again, the four-point lead, and Mike Bailey is going to take a 30-second timeout.
Well, probably not a bad idea right here. His team looks like all out of sync on defense. And, you know, Jim, you can sometimes tell who's going to win a game, and it's the team that's putting more effort, getting to more loose balls. Right now, that team's Blackhawk. Blackhawk getting to all the loose balls. They've done a good job of finding their way to the rebounds, and Sandberg kind of being caught flat-footed too many times, especially on the missed free throws.
The Chargers really seemed to come back in this game, take control, but then Blackhawk popped right back on him. That three-point play by Acevas was critical. It was a critical no-call as she had traveled out front around the foul line as she went in for a layup, and then she got the three-point play. They called a foul on Brown, and so here we are in a situation where Sandberg, after the 30-second timeout trailing 29-25, will have the ball, and coming on the attack left to right is Courtney Brown. Right side, Katie Wilson. Wilson now with a left-handed dribble, and she's going to be bumped by Lydia Acevas, and Acevas will pick up her first. That's the 11th team foul.
Well, Jim, Shanice Taylor back into the game was calling for the ball right there. She had good post position on Sarah Thorne. She really wants the ball right now. I think she's feeling well, and she's feeling good about her game.
Courtney, it's going to be Wilson at the line, and she misses the super bonus in effect. So we've got the two free throws. So Wilson missed the first, second one on the way, and this one will drop through. So back on the attack now comes Seves for Blackhawk. Got the ball up front to Yergel, but it was stolen away by Sarah Turk to Brown. Back comes Courtney. She'll put it up. No good. Rebound, Taylor, right back up. Yes! And she's fouled. Oh, Shanice Taylor with a first half of her career in this game today. She's been all over the offensive boards. She gets that rebound. She's going to be fouled on the play by Jocelyn Gray, her second.
Six rebounds already in this game to go along with 7 points. Just 11 points. A great effort so far by Shanice Taylor.
Here's Taylor's free throw. It's going to go around, and she gets the shooter's roll. Wow.
She is playing strong right now, and she's hustling all over the floor during this game.
Belo comes back in. Michelle Storm, who had come in a moment ago after the timeout, goes out. In the inbound now to Desiree Baker. Back now to Kara Johnson. Johnson now holds up pressure in the backcourt with a minute to go.
Wow.
And now we're going to get a foul called against Courtney Brown as she came up and bumped in to Lydia Seves at center court on the press.
Well, good idea by Courtney Brown, wrong hand. She tried to get in, and she tried to knock away the ball, but she used the inside hand next to the offensive player. When she reached through, she bumped Acevas. If she uses her left hand, the outside hand, she's able to knock it away without making any contact, and it could have been a Chargers turnover right there.
Acevas misses the free throw. The rebound, Courtney Brown for Sandberg. She'll bring it out on the attack left to right. 59 seconds to go, first half. 29 all. The two teams knotted up to Sarah Turk. She drives the paint. Off-balance shot's going to be put up. No good, but Sarah Turk is going to be fouled on the play.
Good aggressive move by Sarah Turk. I talked earlier in the half about the need for the Chargers to continually hit the middle of the floor, and good job by Sarah Turk right there being aggressive.
Desiree Baker picks up the foul. It's going to be her third. We'd assume she would come out of the game. Sarah Turk's going to shoot two free throws for the Chargers, and this one's going to be good. So Turk now with 6 points in the game for Carl Sandberg. Make it seven. She'll have one more free throw, or she can make it eight. Going out will be Jocelyn Gray, and back in is Desiree Miller for the Blackhawk Lady Braves. Turk's second free throw is going to be good.
Good job right there by Turk to knock down two big free throws with less than a minute to go in this half.
Here comes Molly Yergel back down court. Gets the ball all the way down to Jocelyn Gray, who puts it up no good. The rebound underneath was controlled by Miller. She put it up no good. And on the other side, Shanice Taylor pulls it down for Sandberg. 34 seconds to go first half. Katie Wilson has it up top. Left side, Shanice Taylor. Taylor now with the dribble. Drives the foul line. Wide open. Backdoor pass to Wilson, who puts it up and through. Oh, the defense came out to Shanice Taylor, and she found Wilson. And it's 33-29. 17 seconds to go in the half. Top of the key, Kara Johnson. Right side of Seves. Now they get the ball down to Desiree Miller. Back out to Gray, but Gray walked with it.
Yep, she decided what move she was going to do before she put the ball on the floor. And look at how great of a half Shanice Taylor's having. She doesn't just do it offensively or on the boards. Great look to Wilson. Gets an easy layup because of the great job by Shanice Taylor to draw the defense.
How timely was that timeout that Bailey called? Back comes Brown, not a Young. Young's going to take the three at the buzzer. No! And that's the end of the first half with the score. It's Kyle Sandberg, 33. Blackhawk, 29. This is Kyle Sandberg College women's basketball on WGIL and on WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Carl Sandburg College Lady Chargers basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Buffalo Wild Wings, now open on North Seminary. Great food, sports, and fun. You have to be there. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, your neighborhood hospital right here in Galesburg for 100 years in county. By the Pizza House in downtown Galesburg, home with the original thin crust pizza, dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. By Rob Williams State Farm Insurance in the 4L Plaza, providing insurance and financial services to the Galesburg area. And by Tompkins State Bank in Avon, Abingdon, Knoxville, and Galesburg, community-minded, customer-focused, and now celebrating 125 years.
There is nothing like being part of a team. The unity and competition. You know Carl Sandburg College is the place to go for affordable, quality education and training. But did you also know that CSC knows a thing or two about winning teams?
CSC has been to the national tournament in women's basketball the last 4 years. In that time, Carl Sandburg's athletic programs have produced 6 conference championships, 5 regional championships, and 4 national tournament appearances. They've produced 3 All-Americans, 9 academic All-Americans, and 97 academic all-conference student athletes. So if you want to be a part of a winning team
and part of the legacy of Carl Sandburg College Athletics, get involved today.
With competitive teams in men and women's basketball,
cross country, golf, and soccer,
men's baseball, and women's softball and volleyball,
CSC is the place for athletes.
So go online to sandburg.edu/athletics, click on Recruit Me, and open up a new and exciting door to your future. Carl Sandburg College Athletics, an experience you'll never forget.
This is Mike Hare, Galesburg native and former Mercer County State's Attorney. In just 3 months since I joined the Bill Butts Law Office, Bill and I have each attended 3 continuing legal education seminars, and we're both going to another one in early March to learn more about the recent significant changes in the Illinois DUI laws. We're committed to keeping up with the latest developments in Illinois law to better serve our clients. If you want knowledgeable legal representation, contact the Bill Butts Law Office the next time you need a lawyer.
What's with the long face?
Well, I'm a Basset Hound.
So, you haven't lost your sense of humor?
I've lost everything else.
Having trouble with the old retrieval?
Easy for you. You still run like a pup.
A few years ago, my knees started screaming. So I started taking glucosamine and chondroitin pills.
Really? I watch what I eat.
Eagle Pack for you youngsters. I think you're ready for the adult formula.
Where do I start?
Come on. If you're good, I'll get you a Senior Kong.
Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
Green is in. Many of us are eco-friendly by driving hybrid cars, recycling, and even growing our own vegetables. Craddy Insurance, your professional Pekin Insurance agency in Galesburg, can help you put more green back in your pocket. Ask them the details of money-saving auto home discount. If your auto and home are both insured with Pekin Insurance, you can save insurance dollars on your premiums. Call Craddy Insurance today about how your wallet can look more green with an auto home discount from Pekin Insurance.
Stay informed with Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Thanks.
We're back. Jim Wyman along with Eric Gibson on WGIL, our halftime show brought to you today by Carl Sandburg College, where students come first. Our other sponsors today, OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg, your neighborhood hospital right in Galesburg for 100 years and counting. Also by Pizza House in downtown Galesburg, home of the original thin crust pizza, dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. And by Rob Williams, State Farm Insurance in the 4L Plaza, Galesburg, providing insurance and financial services to the Galesburg area. Let's run down our halftime statistical information for you. Our score is 33-29 in favor of Sandburg with, what, a minute and 18, I think it was, Mike Bailey called a timeout and a 30-second timeout and kind of righted the ship. As Sandburg was down at that time, what was it, 29-25, I think. And then the Chargers come out with an 8-0 run to end the half, and they lead it 33-29. For Blackhawk, their leading scorer, Lydia Seves, was 6. Jocelyn Gray also has 6. 4 points for Deanne Giles. 3 points in the first half for Molly Yergel, the Allman product. 4 points for Sarah Thor, who came in off the bench and played extremely well. 2 for Kara Jansen, the Moline grad. 2 for Emily Karras, who also went to Moline. And 2 for Desiree Miller, who prepped at Davenport Central. For the Chargers, it was the Shanice Taylor show in the first half. Wow, what a game for Shanice Taylor. 12 first-half points, but Eric will talk about it in a moment. More importantly, she was just a ton on defense, on the defensive boards. She did a tremendous job. 8 points for Sarah Turk. 4 points and a half for Katie Wilson. 4 for Janelle Hibser. Courtney Brown with 2. 2 for Brittany Bilo. And 1 point for Taylor Young. So I guess if there's a concern on Sandberg's part, it's the fact that Taylor Young has not really gotten going in this game. Young has 2 fouls. Courtney Brown has 2 fouls. They have 3 players with 1 foul apiece. For Blackhawk, Desiree Baker has 3 fouls. 2 fouls for Deanne Giles, Emily Karras, and Jocelyn Gray also with 2. 3 players have 1 for Blackhawk. Here's Eric.
Yeah, Jim, Shanice Taylor, a heck of a half for her. 12.7 rebounds. She was able to really provide some offense that I'm sure Mike Bailey didn't necessarily expect to get, but definitely desired to get it. She was able to come out, and she was really a stabilizing force on offense. Unfortunately, though, the Chargers trailing in the rebound battle. 22-19.
They have a 27-19.
Yeah, they have a 27-19. So I don't count the team rebounds. As to me, that's not real as relevant of a stat. But as far as turnovers go, a huge difference. I have 12-5. They have 14-6. But regardless, the Chargers doing a good job taking care of the ball. And Coach Altman is surprised as Coach Bailey may be with the play of Shanice Taylor. Coach Altman's probably just as surprised at the play of Sarah Thor. She's only got 4 points in the in the game so far, but it's the 6 rebounds and the fact that she's been a defensive stopper inside at times for this Blackhawk team.
Well, in the game last year when they played Elgin Community College here, Shanice Taylor had a big ball game that day as she had 8 points coming off the bench for Sandberg. But as you and I both said during the first half, she is such a presence inside. When she and Hipster are in there, they are not the tallest girls. Shanice Taylor is 5'9", and Janelle Hipster is 6 feet. But they occupy a lot of space inside. When you have one on each side of the basket inside, it's hard for the other team to really penetrate the basket.
Well, that, and you look at Shanice Taylor, and you wouldn't think she's very athletic. She's a bigger girl, but she's probably one of the more athletic post players that's playing in this game today, as she's able to really make some very agile moves and also get some vertical on her shots. We've seen her get some rebounds here that she's skied over everyone to get.
She went to Rich East High School in Country Club Hills, Illinois, and Janelle Hipster went to Peoria Limestone High School in Bartonville. Shanice Taylor is a sophomore, so she played a lot last year, and Janelle Hipster is a freshman. On the other side, I've been impressed with Sarah Thor. You mentioned that she doesn't have much athletic ability, but, you know, it always seems like she's in the right place for Blackhawk.
Well, yeah, and she again, is a very wide, big girl. And but the thing she has that the Chargers post players don't really have is height. So when she gets up there and takes up some space, she's taking up not only horizontal space but vertical space as well. And she's done a good job of just planting herself in the lane at times on both the offensive and defensive sides and really open things up on offensively for the Braves and defensively for the Chargers. She's just muddled up the middle of the floor.
Our game is brought to you today on WGIL by Buffalo Wild Wings. Now open on North Seminary in Galesburg. Great food, sports, and fun. You have to be there. By Tompkins State Bank in Avon, Abingdon, Knoxville, and Galesburg. Community-minded, customer-focused. Now celebrating 125 years. And by Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry in the Galesburg, providing peace of mind when you're faced with making law decisions for your elderly loved one. Let's go down to the floor. Eric Gibson has assistant coach Rob Williams.
Thanks, Jim. I'm here with Coach Williams. Coach, had to be pretty happy with the play of Shanice Taylor in that first half, giving you a little bit more than you probably even had anticipated.
Well, she's had her moments doing that. She, you know, Shanice is a, you know, she's an energy player. And when she brings that energy and that effort, it rubs off on our other kids. And to be honest, we sorely needed her energy and effort in that first half.
Well, the first half started off, and this gym's been kind of a tough place for your outside shooters to shoot, not shooting too well from the perimeter so far.
It's tournament time. You know, sometimes that you know, you don't shoot it with that same nice, easy release that you do in the regular season. And they do a real good job in their half-court defense. It's the third time we played them, so we know each other pretty well. But let's face it, I think we got to hit a couple three shots to loosen this thing up a little bit. Somebody's got to step up.
What were the magic words there with about a minute 20 or so left? Coach Bailey calls the timeout, and the girls go on an 8-0 run to close out the half.
You know what? I wish we knew what the magic words were, to be very honest with you. I don't know what we said at the timeout. But we got in passing lanes. We played with a little energy. We got some tips. And we're trying not to have to fight their half-court defense so much. If we can get out in the open floor a little bit and try to get something easy, it will help us a little bit more.
Well, it seems like once the offense has gone stagnant, the girls have done a good job of going and trying to work the inside out. Because it seems like there's times when they get settled for those outside jumpers as opposed to take the extra couple dribbles. Is that something that you've, when the newer players are coming in, subbing in, is that the message that they're supposed to be bringing in with them?
Well, we never get the ball inside enough. That, you know, we're always on our girls about inside, and that's what establishes the outside. Sometimes we either just don't see it or the kids just don't have enough confidence to get it in there, afraid they're going to turn it over. But we talked about that in the first half and again at halftime. The balls, we got to establish something in there, and maybe that'll soften up the perimeter to get a couple shots to go for us.
Well, prior to the game, Coach Bailey talked about the desire to make this a little bit more of a track meet. The girls haven't really gotten into an up and down game too much with Blackhawk. Is that something we're going to see the girls try to push a little bit more here in the second half?
Well, when we get our opportunities, we'd like to do that, but they had 12 offensive rebounds. So when you don't rebound the basketball, it's kind of hard to get out and run a little bit. We weren't real happy with that. So if we can shore that our defensive rebounding up a little bit, yeah, we think we can get out and maybe run a little bit.
Okay, thanks, Coach. Good luck in the second half.
You're welcome. Thanks, Eric.
Back to you, Jim.
That's Eric Gibson down on the floor with assistant coach Rob Williams. We'll take a break at the half. 33-29 in favor of Carl Sandburg. This is Chargers Women's Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
With all the options out there, buying electronics can be confusing. Lish Carlson of Galesburg explains her experience while shopping for a new TV.
We did a lot of comparison shopping. We went to a lot of the retail stores, the name brand stores, and we were really pleasantly surprised with how Lindstrom's did everything for us. They came right up to you, waited on you, helped us, assisted us with all of our questions. We had a lot of questions, and they were really helpful with their information. And the prices were right there, competitive.
Deciding which TV to buy was only the beginning.
After we made our selection on our television, the service didn't stop right there. Lindstrom's delivered the television to our house. They actually helped us move the old television out of the room. They set up the new television. They programmed our remote. They went through every step with us, showed us how to go through the screen selections, volume control. Any questions we had afterwards, we could call them. In fact, I haven't opened the manual to this day. They did such a wonderful job.
And if service and quality are important to you, choose Lindstrom's TV and Appliance in Galesburg, your HD TV specialists.
Galesburg Orthopedic Services, Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey are committed to providing the highest quality of health care possible to Knox and surrounding counties. Galesburg Orthopedic Services is located at 834 North Seminary Street, Suite 102. For more information, go to gosortho.com or call 342-0194. That's 342-0194. Galesburg Orthopedic Services, getting you back in the game.
The official WGIL forecast for tonight, clear skies, overnight low of 11. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 33. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, overnight low of 16. And on Tuesday, sunny with a high of 38. The extended forecast, cloudy skies Tuesday night and Wednesday, overnight low in the mid-20s. Look for a high around 50 on Wednesday. By Thursday, cloudy skies and a chance of rain. On Thursday, a high of 57. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 24 at WGIL.
During the radio auction bid on item number 709, an ISE garbage grinder disposal, including insulation from Roto-Rooter.
The bidding begins at 7 a.m. March 21st on WGIL.
And Eric Gibson, we're just about ready for the second half here. 33-29 is our score. And I guess, as you said, maybe if they can loosen it up a little bit, this will be easier than it has been.
Well, we've seen a couple of runs so far. A 10-0 run that took the score from 16-9 Charger deficit to a 19-16 lead. And then the 8-0 run that the Chargers put on right before the end of the half to get to obtain a 33-29 lead. I wouldn't be surprised to see them go on another run like that, but it's going to take a pretty much a better defensive output and also more rebounds, as we've heard. 16 seconds left here to go here in the half. It doesn't look like the Blackhawks coming back out to play.
They're not on the court yet. Their head coach is Gary Altman, who was the assistant for Jay Hatch at Alleman last year. What do? Just put the ball down and let Sandberg go?
I don't know. I don't know where they are, though.
There goes the buzzer, and Blackhawk is not back out on the floor. Let's see. It looks like Sandbergers go back with their original starting five, and that's Katie Wilson, Jasmine Brown, Taylor Young, Brittany Beeler, Courtney Brown. I thought we might see Shanice Taylor start the second half, but we will not.
No, and just probably trying to be consistent as Coach Bailey, and I'm sure we'll see her at spurts. We saw her come in and just play a spurt at a time for a couple minutes, so probably the same kind of style we'll see here in this half.
So now Blackhawk, as you probably heard, the kind of derisive applause comes out, and we are ready to go. Sandberg is going to get the ball. They'll be going from right to left, which is east to west, and it looks like Blackhawk has their original starting five, and that is Jocelyn Gray, Emily Carras, Deanne Giles, Molly Yergel, and Desiree Miller.
Coach Altman just now getting into the gym, heading for the bench. I don't know if he was expecting somebody to come and get him or.
Mike Bailey gives him a pat, and he says, "Nobody came and got me," as he goes by the scorer's table and then gives the old phooey sign as he takes his seat. Okay, here we go. 33-29, Sandberg with a 4-point lead over Blackhawk. The winner advances. The loser's season is over. Taylor Young has it on the right side now for the Chargers. She'll dribble out up top, gets it to Courtney Brown left side, now to Brittany Bielow. Bielow's going to be guarded man-to-man defense by Blackhawk. It'll be knocked out of bounds by Jocelyn Gray as Young had it on the right side, and it'll be Sandberg's ball right in front of their own bench.
Well, right here, let's see if they don't try to work it inside right away, as Coach Williams talked about their desire to try to put the ball inside a little bit more.
Courtney Brown has it up top. She's being guarded by Molly Yergel. Left side now to Katie Wilson. She drives the baseline, gets bumped, but takes the pull-up jumper, and it's going to be good. Katie Wilson was 6 points in the game. 35-29 in favor of the Chargers, their biggest lead of the game at six. Here's Yergel now on the right side. Gets it out to Jocelyn Gray. Now to Carras, and we're going to get a whistle, and they're pointing at Bielow. I think they won't get Bielow. They're going to get the foul against Taylor Young, and that'll be her third, and that's the first team foul of the second half, and Young will go out. Tough game for her today, Eric.
Yeah, not playing very well, not shooting very well. 0-for-7 from the field so far.
Sarah Turk comes in to replace Taylor Young. Comes into Emily Carras. Carras now off top. Gets it to Molly Yergel in front of us. Now back to Gray, top of the key. She'll take the jumper. It goes off the glass and through as Jocelyn Gray hits the three-pointer. It wasn't pretty, but it counts, and it's 35-32 now in favor of the Chargers. Now the ball's going to be tipped away, but inside they get it to Jasmine Brown, and Brown's going to be able to put it up and through. That's her first points of the game for the Chargers. Now the ball's going to go out of bounds, and they'll give it back to Carl Sandberg as Jocelyn Gray had it bounce off her foot.
Well, a good job right there by Brittany Bielow to collect the ball that got knocked away from Jasmine Brown, and she was able to get right back to Jasmine Brown for the easy layup.
Here comes Courtney Brown. Kara Johnson has come back into the game for Blackhawk. Courtney Brown over the time like it's a pick from Bielow. Now drives the right side, hands it off to Sarah Turk. She comes up top. Now gets it to Brown. Brown on the high post. Gets it to Wilson. Underneath, tried to get it to Bielow. Bielow still has it. Pops it out to Brown, and we're going to get 3 seconds called against Sandberg.
Tough call right there. Just mishandled the ball inside, and then they weren't able to get back outside and get out of the lane fast enough.
Here comes Emily Carras now crossing center court. She'll drive the foul line. Now dishes the ball off to Gray, who's going to take the three again. No good. The rebound controlled by Desiree Miller, and she's going to be tied up in the paint by Bielo, and we'll get a jump ball, and it'll belong to Blackhawk.
Well, right there, again, offensive rebounds are a problem. The Chargers aren't getting enough of the defensive end.
Yurgle will throw it in. Blackhawk right in front of him. Gets it into Jocelyn Gray. Now back out to Carras. Carras on the dribble against Sarah Turk. Drives the foul line, still on the dribble. Tried to get a bounce pass on the left side, but it was kicked, and Blackhawk will try it again.
I thought the shot clock would reset on the kick. I guess not.
18 seconds left on the shot clock. It'll be triggered in now by Kara Johnson. She comes all the way back out to center court. 16 on the shot clock. This is Carras. 17:56 to go in the game. Left side now. Gets the ball to Kara Johnson. She takes one dribble. Now back out to Carras. 5 on the shot clock. 4. Now they get it to Yurgle. Yurgle's going to drive inside, and she lost it. And now the ball's going to be picked up by Brown, and we'll get a foul, I believe, on Yurgle.
You know they're going to give it to – well, you know, you're right. It's going to go against Yurgle. I thought he put up a 55 there. As Miller and Yurgle were battling with Jasmine Brown there for the ball.
Second on Molly Yurgle. She goes out of the game. First team foul on Blackhawk in the second half. Lydia Seves comes in for Molly Yurgle. Here comes Courtney Brown for Carl Sandberg. Brown now, the pass to Jasmine Brown, left side. Now gets it back out to Katie Wilson to Courtney Brown. Right side to Turk. Turk now on one dribble against Gray. Bounce pass to Bielo. Back out now to Jasmine Brown. Gets a pick from Bielo. Give and go to Brittany. She'll put it up no good.
Oh.
A charging foul is going to be called against Brittany Bielo.
One of the things I like most about the NBA, one of the few things, Jim, is that half circle underneath the basket, is that would have been directly in there. As Bielo had definite space to go up for that layup, and just was contact was made right under the basket.
Bielo's second team foul on the charging foul. It'll go back over to Blackhawk. They trail by 5, 37-32. Left side, Kara Johnson, now to Gray. Back to Seves. She'll take the jump shot, no good. The rebound controlled by Shanice Taylor, who's back in there for the Chargers. Boy, all of a sudden, you just see her flash. She is always in there and always in good position for the rebound. Now Courtney Brown drives the left side. Gets it to Wilson. They run the weave. Instead, Wilson to Turk. She'll take the three, no good. The rebound fought for underneath, and we'll get a whistle and a foul called here.
I think it bounced off the shot clock, okay. I think, was the call. I thought maybe they had Shanice Taylor underneath.
I thought they had her, too. That's what I thought it was. Now back on the attack comes Emily Carras. Carras bounce pass to a Seves here on the right side. Back out now to Kara Johnson. She gets away from Taylor. Takes the 15-footer, no good. The rebound, Jasmine Brown for the Chargers. She brings it out herself for Carl Sandberg. Crosses center court, all the way down court. Now tried to dish, but traveled with the ball. Left side, took the extra step.
Well, right there, Jasmine Brown has to bring the ball down the floor and then get the Chargers set back up in their offense. She got herself a little deeper than she wanted and was not able to get a passing lane and ended up dragging her foot.
Yurgle and Deanne Giles back in for Blackhawk. Molly Yurgle has it on the right side. Couple of dribbles, bounce pass back out now to Jocelyn Gray, and we're going to get a travel called against Emily Carras.
Yeah, come curling off the screen. She caught the ball, tried to catch it in rhythm, didn't take the dribble needed to complement the three steps she took in getting her shot up.
Sandberg on the court has Sarah Turk, Katie Wilson, Shanice Taylor, Courtney Brown, and Jasmine Brown. Left side, Jasmine Brown's going to lose the ball. It's going to be picked up by Desiree Miller. She'll bring it all the way down and put the layup up and through. Miller has 4, 37-34 now, the three-point Sandberg lead, and they look lethargic, and Mike Bailey is going to call a timeout.
Well, if I'm Mike Bailey right now, I'm telling the team, listen, you've come down now 3 times in a row. We've had 2 turnovers and a missed three-pointer. Need to work that ball inside. Shanice Taylor was red hot, 4-for-5 from inside the basket, and she's playing real well, getting good position, and just they are not getting the ball inside enough.
This game is being brought to you in part on WGIL by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee, by Mike Craddy at Craddy Insurance Agency for all your insurance needs, by Galesburg Orthopedic with offices in Galesburg, Aledo, Geneseo, Monmouth, and Macomb. Go to gosortho.com. That's gosortho.com, Galesburg Orthopedic. Be Sandberg's ball after the 32nd timeout. Katie Wilson will bring it out. She is on the Sandberg point now, and Sandberg leads it by three. Comes to the left side to Courtney Brown as they run the weave around the three-point line to Turk, who almost carried it. They wanted the carry to Bilo, who takes the 10-foot jumper. In and out, no good, but rebound Shanice Taylor. Taylor now tries to get it back up and did. No whistle on the foul, and now Taylor's going to be called for reaching in on Desiree Miller.
Well, right there, a good job by Shanice Taylor to get to that ball, to get the rebound. But then once she got the rebound, she just kind of flung the ball back up towards the basket. She should have passed it off. Bilo had an angle for her to get the ball and put it back up. She needs to, right there, either reposition herself so that she can get a better look at the basket, or she needs to pass that ball back out.
They called it on Wilson, not on Taylor, so Katie Wilson's second. That's the third team foul on Sandberg. Here's Blackhawk in the front court now. On the right side, Molly Yergel has the ball for the Lady Braves. She drives all the way to the basket, takes the jumper, but it won't count. They're going to call a charging foul on Molly Yergel.
What goes around comes around right there. Same kind of play as Bilo was set up underneath the basket just in front of the rim. And took the charge as Yergel came in to try to lay that one up and in. And going to get called for the foul and wipe the basket off.
We get backcourt pressure now. 37-34, the score remains. Sandberg leads it. Taylor Young back in. She triggers it inbounds. Young now going to be guarded by Lydia Seves. Gets a pick from Bilo, doesn't take it. Drives the left side, bounce pass to Sarah Turk for the Chargers. Sarah now on the left side to Shanice Taylor into Bilo, and now we'll get a whistle here, and a foul is going to be called against Desiree Miller, and she says, what did I do? I didn't think I did anything.
I thought that they...
No, it's not
Giles.
On her.
Yeah,
they're going to call it on Giles.
Giles.
It will be Giles' third, the third team foul. Sandberg will trigger it in. Comes into Sarah Turk. Turk in the right corner. Left-handed dribble out to the foul line. Still with the dribble. Now spins to Young. Young drives the left side into Taylor. Right side now to Courtney Brown. Wide open three, no good. The rebound underneath controlled by Desiree Miller of Blackhawk. Here come the Lady Braves. Carras all the way down. Shovels it off to Gray left side. Gray now takes a dribble. Comes back out to Aceves. Aceves will drive. She'll put it up. No good. The rebound picked up by Courtney Brown of Sandberg. Here come the Chargers right to left. All the way down court, Courtney Brown. Hits on the trailer, Sarah Turk. Now right side to Young. Inside to Bilo, but we'll get a foul called here against Aceves. Her second, fourth team foul. And Blackhawk reacting now on every call.
Yeah, well, Aceves not happy with that call, but if you're going to play behind somebody in the post, and then when the pass comes in, you're going to try to reach around and poke it out, it's going to be called a foul every time.
Here's the shot up, no good. The rebound controlled by Bilo. She put it up again, no good. And the rebound this time, Lydia Seves. Back come the Blackhawk Lady Braves. Aceves on the right side. Gets it down to Emily Carras, the Moline product, on the left side. Now the ball over to Deanne Giles. Back up to Aceves with 13:49 to go in the game. It's 37-34 Carl Sandberg. Now to Deanne Giles up top. She's guarded by Bilo. Gets the ball into Carras, who puts it up no good. The rebound controlled underneath. Put right back up by Jocelyn Gray, no good. But the rebound this time picked up and put up and through by Deanne Giles. Oh, Sandberg couldn't smell a rebound there. They were just getting killed on the boards. 37-36, the one-point Carl Sandberg lead. Now Sarah Turk, bounce pass to Shanice Taylor. She's going to lose the ball. Now goes down on the floor for it. It's going to go out of bounds off of Taylor. It'll be Blackhawk ball.
Yeah, they're going to say when Shanice Taylor hit the floor, she touched the end line and was out of, therefore out of bounds. Offensive rebounds, again, being a huge bugaboo for these this Charger team. They're not able to get the defensive boards and pretty much stop Blackhawk possessions.
I'm surprised we haven't seen more of Hipster.
No, and we haven't. And on that same note, we haven't seen any Sarah Thor for Blackhawk.
Right.
They're doing it without her.
Here's a 16-footer from the right side by Jocelyn Gray. It'll be a two-pointer just inside the three-point line, and it's 38-37. Blackhawk takes the one-point lead. Here's Taylor Young into Taylor. Shanice puts it up, no good. The rebound's going to be pulled down by Giles of Blackhawk. Giles almost lost it in the backcourt, but got the ball to Karras, and she almost lost it to Courtney Brown. Here's Emily Karras now back into the front court. Has the ball top of the key with 12:35 to go in the game. On the right side now to Brooke Steger, who's back in. Now they tried to get it inside to Steger in the paint. It was intercepted by Shanice Taylor of Galesburg. Of Blackhawk, of Carl Sandberg. And now to Brown, who put the shot up no good. Now they changed turnovers, but it's picked up by Jocelyn Gray of Blackhawk at center court. She'll hand the ball out to Emily Karras, and Karras will set it up for the Lady Braves. Left side now to Deanne Giles. Here's a backdoor pass to Gray, and Gray's going to put it up and through. Wow.
Nobody paying attention to Jocelyn Gray right there. She cut from the pretty much to the top of the arc all the way down untouched.
Mike Bailey's going to take a full timeout with 12 minutes to go in the game. It's Blackhawk 40, Sandberg 37. This is Sandberg Basketball on WGIL and on WGIL.com.
Two things instead of one thing becomes a new thing called a hybrid. The concept works in cars, in seed corn, and now it works in heating systems for your home. And it comes along just in time for increased propane costs this winter. A home hybrid heating system calculates the most efficient source of energy and switches from one to the other as needed automatically. Where can you get such a thing? Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
WGIL and F&M Bank congratulate Fish of Galesburg, winner of this week's Hometown Hundreds, nominated by Rebecca Lentz of Knoxville. Congratulations from WGIL.
Well, we want to take it back a moment. Sarah Turk, Eric just went over and talked to Bob Jenkins, the referee, and we find out what.
He says it's the red line for women's, black is men's. Men's is the only one that has moved it back. The reds is the women's line. I saw one other time where there was a missed three, and they raised his for the three, and I thought it was we must have either been mistaken or – One set of us.
So it's the same as high school.
Yes, it is. It's the same line.
All right, after the full timeout, Sandberg trails 40-37. Let's see what the Chargers do here. Taylor Young has it on the left side, 11:47 to go in the game. Right side to Wilson. Wilson alley-oop pass to Bielo. Bielo underneath has it. Now he's going to lose it, and it's going to be stolen and picked up by Desiree Baker, and now it's going to go out of bounds, and they'll say it's off Carl Sandberg, and it's off of Brittany Bielo, and what, we'll get another timeout.
No, that's what they were calling, is that it wasn't out of bounds, okay. Was that she had possession, and Coach Altman called a timeout very astutely, very quickly, to get the possession, retain the possession, or get the possession back for Blackhawk.
So it's going to be Blackhawk ball. Sandberg trails 40-37. Boy, it's been a weird game, hasn't it?
Yeah, there has been no rhythm to this game. There's been no streaks where both teams have taken advantage, but there really hasn't been a consistent rhythm for either team. And it's been a real choppy game, and shooting's been a little tight for both teams. And we've seen things get pretty physical, and usually when you have a physical game, the game itself gets kind of choppy.
You got to have an ugly game if you're going to keep advancing, and this may be Sandberg's ugly game if they can win, but they trail right now by three. Right side, Emily Karras now for Blackhawk as they have the ball in the front court after the 30-second timeout. On the left side to Acevas, bounce pass underneath, gets the ball to Giles, she'll put it up no good. The rebound, Brittany Bielo for Carl Sandberg. Outlet pass, Taylor Young. Here come the Chargers right to left. Young into the front court. She's guarded by Acevas. Now gets it to Katie Wilson to Sarah Turk. Turk on the left side on the dribble. Now back out to Wilson. Right side. They get the ball to Taylor Young. She tried to back in but dribbles back out. Now to Turk. Turk now with 10 on the shot clock. Right side now to Young. Young now. She'll drive inside. She's going to take the hook shot and it's going to drop through. I don't know. It's kind of a weird looking hook. It was kind of a turnaround hook. And Taylor Young has her first field goal of the game. 3 points in the ballgame, 40-39 Blackhawk. Top of the key now, Emily Carras. Bounce pass on the left side. Now they'll get the ball inside to Brooke Steger. She'll pop it back out front now to Desiree Baker, and Baker will drive the hoop, and she'll put it up and through. Desiree Baker's first points of the game, 42-39, the three-point lead for Blackhawk. Back comes Carl Sandberg. Taylor Young up top. Now gets it on the right side to Katie Wilson. Back up top now to Belo. She tried to hit Shanice Taylor underneath, but the ball was over her head out of bounds. It'll be Blackhawk ball.
Well, again, Carl Sandberg needs to just slow it down a little bit on the offensive side. They've gotten real sloppy, and the defensive pressure in the half court for Blackhawks really started to bother the Chargers.
Here comes Lydia Sevis, comes all the way down, puts it up off balance on the baseline, right over Belo, and it's through. Lydia Sevis has 8, 44-39, the five-point lead now for Blackhawk. 9:50 to go in the game. Taylor Young now for the Carl Sandburg Chargers. In danger of seeing their season end, they've got to buckle it up and get going. Now Turk on the left side. She has the dribble. Now holds up. Turk now spins on her pivot foot. Still looking. Bounce pass back out to Wilson. Wilson, top of the key. She's going to drive inside. Gets bumped. Now spins back out to Young. She'll take the three-pointer, no. The rebound's going to come back out and be picked up by Wilson of Sandberg. Back out to Young again. Young now has it on the right side to Wilson with 9:23 to go in the game. Wilson drives the baseline, pull-up jumper, bingo. Katie Wilson, she had the open look on the baseline. She has 8, and it's 44-41, the three-point Blackhawk lead. 9 minutes to go in the ballgame. Top of the key, Carras. Bounce pass on the left side to Giles. They tried to get it inside to Steger, couldn't do it. Instead, Desiree Baker. Back on the left side, the three-pointer of Sevis is going to be no good. It missed everything, but it was picked up by Brooke Steger. Steger now to Carras. Carras dribbles the baseline. Back out to Sevis. She goes right inside. Gets the bounce pass underneath. The shot up no good by Giles. Gets her own rebound, puts it up no good. But we'll get a whistle and I think a foul on Belo on the rebound.
Well, this is going to be a full timeout here, the under 10-minute timeout. But, again, maybe they're not going to call it. They haven't had it. And they told us both halves.
They will
there
call
it. Is.
Belo will pick up her third foul. That's a fourth team foul. Media timeout on the floor with 8:44 to go in the game. Blackhawk 44, Sandberg 41. This is Chargers women's basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
There's no better way to spend a dollar in the morning than on breakfast at McDonald's. We feel so confident about this that we gave a dollar to some people and challenged them to prove us wrong. These are their stories.
I got one side of my car washed.
I bought 2.5 stamps.
I tipped my dentist.
There you have it. Actual proof from actual voice actors acting like actual people. Indeed, there is no better way to spend a dollar in the morning than on a hot and savory McDonald's sausage biscuit or McMuffin. Only $1 every day on the breakfast dollar menu. Prices and participation may vary.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson back with you on WGIL Galesburg. Glad to be with you. I want to thank the folks at Triton Community College, Harry McGinnis, their athletic director, and Tim McKinney. And Tim McKinney is the sports information director. Want to tell you again that if you are going to listen, and we may have some Blackhawk fans listening too because they're leading this game, the Illinois Valley-Kishwaukee game is coming up at 6 o'clock tonight, and that can be heard on the Triton College radio station, which is www.triton.edu/tournament. It's www.triton.edu/tournament, and you can hear that game if you're a Blackhawk fan or a Sandberg fan and find out who your team is going to play next Saturday, whoever wins this game. Deanne Giles is going to go to the free throw line, and she is going to shoot two, and the first is good. She has 7 points now in the game. She's a 5'9 freshman from Smoky Hills, Colorado. Wonder what that's like.
It's a long trip.
Yeah. Second one's also going to go through. 46-41, the five-point lead. Boy, you could just kind of feel this momentum shifting. You get it a little bit from watching the Blackhawk bench. Sandberg has really come out here and pretty much laid an egg in this game today. Courtney Brown has it up top. Left side now to Taylor Young. Back now to Jasmine Brown. She tried to get a bounce pass into Belo, but it was kicked. just DeBilo and Young not being able to get much going today.
No, and top two scores on the team at 13.4 and 11.2 respectively. Both players just 1 for 8 from the field.
Young comes into Brown, back up top to Wilson. On the left side, Young now into Bilo. Turnaround jumper in the paint. This one will not drop through. The rebound fought for underneath. Jasmine Brown was there for the rebound, but she had it bounce off her hand out of bounds. It's going to go back to Blackhawk.
Well, Jim, you talked a little bit about the momentum shift. And we've seen a couple runs by Carl Sandburg so far, a 10-0 run and an 8-0 run, the 8-0 run to end the first half. I wouldn't be surprised to see Carl Sandburg find the momentum for one more run, and right now there's definitely within range to take control of this game if they were able to get another run.
8 minutes now to go in the game. They get it to Aceves. She dumps it to Karras. Karras is going to take the jump shot. No good, but we're going to get a whistle and a foul called, and Karras is going to shoot two, and Courtney Brown will pick up her third foul. That's the 15th foul called against the Chargers, and with 7:55 to go in the game, and the Chargers down by five. At the line is the free throw by Karras, and it's no good.
Well, just left that one a little bit short, but again, just the aggressiveness of Blackhawk definitely protruding through here.
Second free throw in the air. She missed them both. The rebound, Jasmine Brown for the Chargers. Outlet to Taylor Young. Here comes Carl Sandburg right to left. They trail by five. Young now dribbles around the three-point line. He shovels it off to Katie Wilson. Back to Young. She'll take the three. Yes! There it is. Taylor Young hits the three-pointer. Left side. Young has six. 46-42. The two-point Blackhawk lead. 46-44. Pardon me. Now back on the attack. Left side, this is Kara Johnson. Johnson on the dribble out front. Hands it off to Aceves. Aceves will dribble around the three-point line for Blackhawk. Comes back out to Emily Karras. Karras guarded by Wilson. She gets away, drives all the way inside, but we're going to get traveling called against Emily Karras.
Well, and we've seen that a few times. Emily Karras gets an open lane and tries to jettison herself through that opening and just does not get the ball on the ground in time and ends up traveling with it.
Well, Sandberg with a chance now to tie or take the lead. They trail by 2:46-44. Here's Brown now into the front court. Left side, she's going to go all the way to the basket. Puts a left-handed layup up good, and she's going to be fouled on the play.
Well, we knew that all they needed was a little bit of a spark, and maybe that Taylor Young three-pointer from the corner is just that. It's Courtney Brown getting the hoop in the arm here, ties the game up at 46 with the chance to give Sandberg back the lead in a game they've essentially just looked pretty bad in.
Kara Johnson picks up the foul, her first 16 foul.
Line change here for Blackhawk.
So Evan Massey line change. So going out will be Stager. Kara Johnson goes out. Also going out is Desiree Baker, and Lydia Aceves goes out for Blackhawk. Courtney Brown at the line with the attempt at the three-point play. Boy, she threw up a brick. The rebound's going to be picked up by Desiree Miller, but Miller steps on the baseline. You know, Sarah Turk and Katie Wilson, but it was Turk that time. Turk was right there on her and forced that turnover. It's going to be triggered in now by Taylor Young, gets it in on the right side to Turk. Back up top now to Courtney Brown. Brown now on the dribble. Left side to Sarah Turk. 6:50 to go in the game. Now to Shanice Taylor, who's back in for the Chargers. She drives the foul line. Now to Brown. Back to Bilo. Bilo shovels it off right side to Taylor. Give and go to Bilo, but Bilo missed the cripple. And the rebound underneath is going to be pulled out of there by Deanne Giles. Giles now the outlet pass. Now she has it back. Top of the key. Back door wide open to Gray, who got away from Turk. And Jocelyn Gray puts it up and through. She has 9 in the second half, 15 in the game. And it's 48-46 in favor of Blackhawk. Yurgel also back into the game. Top of the key, Bilo. Boy, Bilo just had a terrible game today. Now to Turk. Turk will shovel it off left side. Now to Stu Young. Young's going to drive the basket. Put the layup up. No good. It's going to be knocked out of bounds. Boy, it's like a lid on the basket for Young and for Bilo.
Well, right there, Taylor Young goes in with the left-handed dribble and then tries to put in a right-handed layup. She's got to just go up with the easy left-handed layup.
Top of the key now, Sarah Turk. Sandberg has the ball. They trail it by two. Turk on the left side. Drives towards the corner. Back out to Young. Now to Bilo on the high post. She'll pop it back out to Turk left side. Turk's going to drive the hoop, and we'll get a foul called here against Emily Carras. Reaching in.
Good job right there by Sarah Turk to turn the corner and open herself up for what could have been a layup had Emily Carras not committed her third foul.
Turk's 3-for-4 from the free throw line today. She'll shoot two here, and this one's no good.
Well, 5:47 left to go in the game. We've seen at times the Chargers come out with little runs like we've talked about, and they're going to need one more here to finish off this game if they're going to win this one.
Turk misses the first, makes the second. She played her high school ball at Rich East. So we're going to get full court pressure now by the Chargers. They trail by 1:48:47, but Blackhawk beats it easily. Down court comes Emily Carras. Carras between the circles with 5:40 to go in the game. Right side now to Molly Yergel. Yergel now gets it back up top to Gray. Gray will drive inside. Takes the jumper on the baseline. No good. The rebound not controlled, but then comes out to Courtney Brown. She brings it back down for Sandberg. Brown now gets bumped up top by Yergel, and they'll call a foul on Molly Yergel. That'll be her fourth and the seventh team foul called against Blackhawk.
Got to hit free throws. Now it's the time of the game where you cannot miss your free throws. Already in the bonus is Sandberg, and they're going to have to hit these free throws down the stretch. We just saw Sarah Turk go 1-for-2 from the line. Courtney Brown is already 0-for-1 in the game. Make that 0-for-2.
She misses the free throw. So Brown misses the chance at the 1-and-1. Here's Jocelyn Gray. Goes right into the paint. Turnaround jumper no good by Desiree Miller. But Miller got bumped, and they're going to call a foul against Sandberg here. It'll be against Shanice Taylor, her first. That'll be the sixth team foul. And Desiree Miller, the 6-foot sophomore out of Davenport Central, will have two here.
Well, Shanice Taylor didn't like the call, but she definitely bodied up Desiree Miller right there, bumping her off her shot.
Free throw's good. 5 points in the game for Desiree Miller. Substitution. Sarah Turk in, Katie Wilson out. So the Chargers have Shanice Taylor, Brittany Bilo, Taylor Young, Courtney Brown, and Sarah Turk on the court. Here's Desiree Miller. She's averaging 10 a game for the Lady Braves. It's on the way. It's off the backboard. No good. It comes out and picked up by Courtney Brown of Sandberg to Taylor Young. Into the front court, Courtney Brown. Now to Shanice Taylor. She's on the right side. Tries to back in. Goes right to the basket. And we're going to get a blocking foul called against Desiree Miller. Well, ooh, I thought it was a charge for a minute.
Well, the thing with Shanice Taylor, and I was just going to comment on that, is when she drives in, she really drops that shoulder, which is a move she's got to be careful with. And when she dropped the shoulder right there, Desiree Miller hit the floor, but then she was able to spin back and put the layup up.
Taylor's 3-for-4 from the free throw line. She can narrow it to 1 with this first one. Here it is, and oh, it's a brick.
I actually had her at 4-for-5, make that 4-for-6.
One more free throw for Shanice Taylor. 5:03 to go in the game. Katie Wilson comes back in. Sarah Turk out for the Chargers. Boy, Sandberg, they've had so many things go wrong in this game today.
They're still within two.
The second free throw is going to drop through. 13 points in the game for Shanice Taylor. 49-48, that's the first point she's had in the second half. Now they go right down into Desiree Miller, but she misses the easy one, and the rebound controlled by Shanice Taylor of Sandberg. Back come the Chargers. Right side, Courtney Brown. Now to Taylor out top. Into Bilo. Bilo gets bumped, no whistle. Now Courtney Brown will take the three. Good! Courtney Brown with the three-pointer on the right side. Oh, a key basket there. And it's 51-49. Sandberg back in front. 4:30 to go in the game. This is Desiree Gray up top. Now to Aceves on the left side. They get the ball back out to Carras, but Carras again with a travel.
I haven't been keeping track of the individual turnover numbers for Blackhawk, but Carras has to be up near a half a dozen by now because it seems like every time she touches the ball anymore, there's a travel.
They're rotating Turk and Wilson, bringing Wilson in on offense, or Turk in on offense, and Wilson in on defense. Here comes Taylor Young now for the Chargers. She's going to go all the way in. Now dishes out to Turk. She'll take the three. No. The rebound controlled by Lydia Sebas. Outlet pass to Emily Carras. Back on the attack come the Blackhawk Lady Braves. They trail by two. A Sebas now has it right side. Back up top now to Jocelyn Gray. Gray now fakes, drives inside, takes the shot, no good. The rebound, Shanice Taylor for Carl Sandberg. Outlet pass to Taylor Young. And here come the Chargers on the attack, right to left with 3:49 to go in the game. Sandberg with a two-point lead. They've trailed most of this second half. Now Young gets bumped, loses the ball, but Shanice Taylor picks it up for Carl Sandberg. Now Sarah Turk motioning the offense. She wants to set it up. Gets a pick from Taylor. Comes to the right side. Brown. She'll take the three. Good. Oh, Courtney Brown hits two straight three-pointers, both from the right side. And it's 54-49. Sandberg. Oh, you live by the three, you die by the three. There's a full timeout with 3:25 to go in the ball in the game. 54-49 in favor of the Chargers. This is Carl Sandberg, women's basketball on WGIL and on WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Carl Sandburg College Lady Chargers basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Buffalo Wild Wings, now open on North Seminary. Great food, sports, and fun. You have to be there. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, your neighborhood hospital right here in Galesburg for 100 years in county. By the Pizza House in downtown Galesburg, home with the original thin crust pizza, dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. By Rob Williams State Farm Insurance in the 4L Plaza, providing insurance and financial services to the Galesburg area. And by Tompkins State Bank in Avon, Abingdon, Knoxville, and Galesburg. Community-minded, customer-focused, and now celebrating 125 years.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Courtney Brown with two straight three-pointers, and Sandberg is back up by five.
Yeah, we talked about the need for Sandberg to go on another run. They're a 7-0 run right now, and they've just been playing very well to get back up. Altogether, it's been about a 13-5 run, to be generous. And right now, the Sandberg women are playing very well and moving the ball well on offense.
Well, Gary Altman wanted to be in the game at the end, and they are. Blackhawk very much in this game. Here's a backdoor pass as they tried to throw it in to Jocelyn Gray as Deanne Giles was on the left side, and Gray was cutting to the hoop, but Taylor Young stepped in front and knocked it out of bounds. It'll be Blackhawks ball right here in front of us on the near side.
Good job by Taylor Young to be awake and see where that ball was coming. She was able to take that step back. They've run that backdoor play to Jocelyn Gray a few times and been successful.
Giles comes into Molly Yergel. Now back out to Jocelyn Gray, and she'll give it to Carras, and Carras will set it up with 3 minutes to go in the game. Here's the three-pointer. Gray, no good. The rebound's going to go out of bounds, and they'll give it to Sandberg.
Gray had to chuck the three-pointer up right there as the shot clock was down to 3 seconds, and Blackhawk had no offensive flow going whatsoever. They just kind of lost track of the shot clock, I think.
Jocelyn Gray and Katie Wilson got tied up. Now Gray with the steal. She'll bring it all the way back down. Tried to get a bounce pass through, but Courtney Brown was able to knock it away. It'll be Blackhawk ball.
Well, right there, good job by Jocelyn Gray to ball hawk, and she was able to knock that ball away, and then unfortunately for her, wasn't able to convert on it.
Comes in now to Gray. Gray has it up top. Now gets it to Emily Carras. 2:39 to go in the ballgame. Blackhawk needs a basket here. Top of the key. Here's a three-pointer by Gray. No good. Rebound Courtney Brown for the Chargers. Back on the attack comes Sandberg. Taylor Young on the right side. Mike Bailey, you could probably hear him across the court screaming out instructions to his team. On the left side now Wilson. Alley-oop to Bielo, but the ball's going to go out of bounds. They say it went off. Jocelyn Gray of Blackhawk. Sandberg lucky that time.
Yeah, she got her fingertips on the ball at most as they tried to lob that ball down inside to Bielo as Bielo was trying to take advantage of the fact that she had backside post position. Just not a very good pass by Katie Wilson.
Now into Bielo on the post. Back out now to Turk. And Turk is going to be pushed. And they'll get the foul on Emily Carras. That'll be her fourth and the 19th foul against the Lady Braves.
Huge free throws coming up here for Turk. 2:11 left to go in this game. A five-point advantage for the Chargers. They could really use these two free throws to put themselves up closer to the double-digit mark.
Turk with 9 points on the ball game. Here's the free throw on the way. She hits it.
That makes her 5 for 7 from the line in the game, so she's shooting pretty well from the free throw line.
Katie Wilson's going to come in for the shooter. Mike Bailey has been rotating Wilson and Turk. One more free throw for Sarah Turk out of Rich East in Park Forest. So a lot of these girls back up around where they played, and that's the second one good. As Turk will go out, Wilson back in. It's 58-49, the biggest lead of the game at 9 points for Carl Sandburg. Back into the front court comes Emily Carras. Carras now gets it on the left side to Acevas. Now down to Deanne Giles. Let's see if they try for the three. Now the three will not be taken by Desiree Baker. Instead out to Yergel. Watch out for her. Yergel now is going to drive inside. She'll take the shot. No good. Lots of contact. No whistle. The rebound fought for. And Taylor Young was battling underneath with Desiree Miller. And I think they're going to get Miller for the foul. They will. That'll be her third. The 10th team foul against Blackhawk. And Taylor Young, the Galesburg High product, will go to the line and shoot two with the 9-point Sandburg lead.
Well, Taylor Young, 1 for 2 from the line in the game. She's on the season, a 71% free throw shooter. Didn't shoot any against Elgin. So these are some big free throws for her.
Oh, she misses it. Substitution. Yergel will go out. Lydia Seves back in. Boy, I just think they ought to use Yergel a little bit more than they're using her. Second free throw, no good. Young misses them both. The rebound underneath is going to be pulled down by Desiree Miller, but we'll get, I think, a foul on Courtney Brown, and now Mike Bailey's coming over and questioning the call.
Well, and this, I thought that was the seventh. It must only be the sixth team foul.
I don't think they called a foul. They might have just called Brown with possession on the baseline. Because back on the attack comes Blackhawk, and there's no foul indicated on the board. Almost tipped away by Young, but picked up by Emily Carras. Minute 35 to go. Sandburg leads it 58-49. Let's see if they'll throw the three. Here's Acevas with the three, and it's good. Lydia Acevas hits the three-pointer. She has 11, and immediately we're going to get a timeout called, a 30-second timeout by Gary Altman, the head coach at Blackhawk Community College.
Well, defensively, there's the balancing act you have to do at this point in the game. 1:26 to go. You want to let the clock run off, and you don't want to over-pursue that three-point shot because you don't want to run yourself into either free throws with the clock stopped or a potential four-point play. So all you have to do is try to get a hand in the face of the shooter. And right there, I thought the Chargers had pretty good defense on Acevas. She didn't have a wide-open three-point look. It was contested, so if she's going to hit that shot, she's going to hit that shot. Now the important thing to do with four-point lead and a minute 26 to go is you want to waste as much of the clock as possible, being that you have the 30-second shot clock, but at the same time, you don't want to just lose your possession, so you've got to try to get a basket here too. So I wouldn't be surprised if there's a layup opportunity. The Chargers will take it, but they'll try to run a little bit of clock, I would imagine, here. And don't forget, Coach Bailey before the game talked about using the post players to break the press.
Taylor Young now, full court pressure, comes into Sarah Turk right here in front of us. Turk one dribble, back to Young. Now they'll go over the timeline to Courtney Brown, but Brown will pull the ball out on the right side. She had an open avenue to the basket, didn't take it. Gets it to Sarah Turk now. Turk has it up top, 15 on the shot clock. Sandburg leads it by the score of 58-52, the six-point Sandburg lead. Right side Young, they'll run the weave to Turk, six on the shot clock. Take the jump shot. Rebound controlled by Lydia Seven. Brings it back up court now. Hand it off to Yergel. 51 seconds to go in the game. Yergel comes up top. She calls the play. Comes back to the right side. Tipped away by Brown. And now picked up by Bilo. Bodies all over the floor as Courtney Brown went down along with Desiree Miller. Now back comes Young and she's going to be fouled by Lydia Seves.
Well, right there, a real tough thing. Acevas went out to commit the foul, and obviously you just want to put Young on the free throw line, but she definitely went and almost wrapped her up. You got to be careful not to commit the intentional foul right there.
We're going to get a full timeout with 37 seconds to go in the game. Sandburg 58, Blackhawk 52. This is Chargers women's basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Pratty Insurance in Galesburg and Pekin Insurance are offering a revolutionary return of premium term life insurance policy that offers a money-back guarantee. Here's how it works. Your beneficiary receives a death benefit if you die, but if you live, Pekin Insurance will give you back all the premiums you have paid. No questions asked. It's available with affordable guaranteed level premium for periods of 20 or 30 years. Don't hesitate to visit your local Pekin Insurance agency, Pratty Insurance, today.
During the radio auction, bid on I-number 711, a Lake Story Pavilion rental for a day.
The bidding begins at 7 a.m. March 21st on WGIL.
This game also brought to you in part today by Hungry Hobo. You deserve a trip to Hungry Hobo on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. And by Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street in downtown Galesburg, building a better bond between you and your pet. You can probably hear the crowd as Taylor Young makes the first of two free throws, makes it 57-52. The second one also good for the 5'7 freshman from Galesburg High School, 58-52. Now Wilson steps in front of the pass, and she's going to be fouled by Molly Yergel, and Yergel is going to foul out of the game, and Wilson's going to go to the line, and the Sandberg girls right in front of us congratulate each other. I think they know what we know, that Sandberg is going to win this game.
Well, right there, good job by Katie Wilson. Aceves just trying to push the ball up the floor too quickly. She didn't even read the defense as Wilson was sitting right in that passing lane, was able to step over, and her only concern right there is making sure that when she did steal the ball, she didn't step on the sideline. She was able to keep both feet in and then got fouled, and she's going to go to the free throw line. Just got to continue to hit free throws and not take them for granted.
Wilson's had a nice game today. She shoots that shot free throw just as Belo does. 9 points in the game for Katie Wilson. She's the 5'8 sophomore out of North Fulton High School, native of Cuba, Illinois. Here's the second one on the way, and she hits a ball.
Nope, they're going to wave off the second one. She jumped over the line too soon, so she's 3 for 6 as she misses that one. Only a 54% shooter on the season.
Yeah, she shoots that jump shot. She touched the line that time. 30 seconds to go, 59-52 in favor of Blackhawk. Here's Aceves with the three, blocked by Belo, gets her own rebound, puts it up underneath, and we're going to get a stoppage of play. And I think a foul on Shanice Taylor, as she caught Aceves, she did.
Yeah, and right there it almost looked like, as we're sitting right here on the sideline, that Aceves may have stepped out of bounds while she was trying to dribble around Courtney Brown right there.
So Lydia Aceves, who's 1 for 2 from the line, we'll go to the free throw line here and shoot two. The clock stopped, and oh, she missed it.
She's 1 for 3 now in the game. And these would have been huge to get some points with the clock stop for the Braves, but misses the first end.
She's a 5'7 sophomore from East Moline. Second one on the way, and she makes this one. 59-53, 22 seconds to go. Young now in the backcourt. She's going to get fouled by Aceves, as Aceves comes over and grabs her. That'll be the fourth on Aceves, the 12th team foul. So Young will go back to the free throw line and shoot two. After going, she was 1 for 4, then she hit the last two in a row. So she's 3 for 6 now from the free throw line. She has 8 points in the game for Taylor Young. Here it is. And it's good.
Well, she seems to be feeling a little bit better now than she was earlier in the game.
Yeah. She hit that three-pointer in the second half after only having 1 point at halftime.
Yeah, she had missed 5 threes in a row before hitting that one.
She makes them both 4 for 4 now in the second half, in the four in a row, I should say, for Taylor Young. 13 seconds to go. The out front is Karras now, 61-53. Here's a jumper by Gray, no good from 10 feet. The rebound, Belo, but Belo's going to be fouled. Is reaching in on her is Deanne Giles, and that's her fourth. And so we'll go back down to the west end of the court, and Sandberg will go back to the line. This time it'll be Brittany Belo, who only has 2 points in the game, Eric.
Yeah, Brittany Belo's had a tough game. Leading scorer for Sandberg on the season, 13.4%, and she shoots it pretty well, 48% from the field goal, or from the field. Only 1 for 10 in this game from the field.
She makes the first. Makes it 62-53. So it looks like we'll be back up here next Saturday for another ball game. She misses the second. 4 seconds to go. Sandberg's going to drop off. Let him bring it up court. Here's Gray with the three-pointer at the buzzer. And the Carl Sandburg Chargers have come to Triton Community College and have defeated the Blackhawk Lady Braves. The final score, Sandberg 62 and Blackhawk 53. We'll come back and have a post-game show. This is Carl Sandburg Chargers women's basketball on WGIL and on WGIL.com.
Galesburg Orthopedic Services, Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey are committed to providing the highest quality of health care possible to Knox and surrounding counties. Galesburg Orthopedic Services is located at 834 North Seminary Street, Suite 102. For more information, go to gosortho.com or call 342-0194. That's 342-0194. Galesburg Orthopedic Services, getting you back in the game.
There is nothing like being part of a team. The unity and competition. You know Carl Sandburg College is the place to go for affordable, quality education and training. But did you also know that CSC knows a thing or two about winning teams?
CSC has been to the national tournament in women's basketball the last 4 years. In that time, Carl Sandburg's athletic programs have produced 6 conference championships, 5 regional championships, and 4 national tournament appearances. They've produced 3 All-Americans, 9 academic All-Americans, and 97 academic all-conference student athletes. So if you want to be a part of a winning team,
and part of the legacy of Carl Sandburg College Athletics, get involved today.
With competitive teams in men and women's basketball,
cross country, golf, and soccer,
men's baseball, and women's softball and volleyball,
CSC is the place for athletes.
So go online to sandburg.edu/athletics, click on Recruit Me, and open up a new and exciting door to your future. Carl Sandburg College Athletics, an experience you'll never forget.
Grandpa, according to this book of magic spells, one can bring luck to a basketball team by establishing a ritual. Examples include repeating an activity before and after a sports game.
Like eating a Hungry Hobo sandwich?
Do you think that will work?
There's only one way to find out. Besides, basketball makes me hungry, and we know it will taste good.
Before or after the big game, for good luck or just for good food, head to Hungry Hobo in Galesburg for fresh sandwiches, soups, nachos, and baked potatoes.
You've earned a trip to the Hungry Hobo on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
You know what's a pain? The cost of propane. How much are you planning to spend this winter? Take a few minutes now to consider a hybrid heating system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. This hybrid system constantly compares inside and outside air temperatures and switches between two energy sources to keep your home at the temperature you want automatically. It'll help take the pain out of the cost of propane. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Live coverage of Carl Sandburg College Lady Chargers basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Buffalo Wild Wings, now open on North Seminary. Great food, sports, and fun. You have to be there. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, your neighborhood hospital right here in Galesburg for 100 years in county. By the Pizza House in downtown Galesburg, home of the original Thin Crust Pizza, dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. By Rob Williams State Farm Insurance in the 4L Plaza, providing insurance and financial services to the Galesburg area. And by Tompkins State Bank in Avon, Abingdon, Knoxville, and Galesburg, community-minded, customer-focused, and now celebrating 125 years.
The official WGIL forecast for tonight, clear skies, overnight low of 11. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 33. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, overnight low of 16. And on Tuesday, sunny with a high of 38. The extended forecast, cloudy skies Tuesday night and Wednesday, overnight low in the mid-20s. Look for a high around 50 on Wednesday. And by Thursday, cloudy skies and a chance of rain. On Thursday, a high of 57. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 24 at WGIL.
The Dr. Laura Program, weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on WGIL.
We're back. Jim Wyman and Eric Gibson, WGIL Galesburg. Boy, the news is good from Chicago today. Actually, River Grove right in the shadow of Maywood Park and Proviso West High School as the Chargers have come up here and defeated their rival, the Blackhawk College Lady Braves, by the score of 62-53. Our postgame show is brought to you today by Carl Sandburg College, where students come first. Let's run down the scoring. First of all, for Blackhawk, their season ends with a record of 15-13. They were led in scoring by Jocelyn Gray, their sophomore, out of Davenport West. She had 15 points. Lydia Seves came off the bench in the game. She's from East Moline and scored 12 points. 8 points in the game for Deanne Giles, who's a freshman. 5 points in the game for Desiree Miller. 4 points for Sarah Thor, who we really didn't see in the second half.
No, I don't think she played at all in the second half, which is surprising with how productive she was in the first half.
Molly Yergel had 3, 2 for Desiree Baker. Johnson and Emily Carras had 2 points for Blackhawk. So Sandberg was led in scoring in the game by Shanice Taylor, who had 13 points. Sarah Turk scored 11 points in the game for the Chargers, but it was Courtney Brown who made 2 key 3-pointers in the second half that really turned the tide. Brown had 10 points in the game. Taylor Young also with 10 points, 4 for 4 from the line down the stretch. 9 points in the game for Katie Wilson, who played a great game defensively. 4 points for Janelle Hipser, who came in off the bench. 3 points for Brittany Bilo, who had a tough game tonight. 2 points in the game for Jasmine Brown. It was 33-29 after Blackhawk led most of the first half. That was our halftime score. 33-29 Carl Sandberg. The Chargers outscoring them 29-24 in the second half. And they say you always got to have an ugly game in the in tournament play. And this was Sandberg's ugly one as they won it 62-53.
Yeah, it was an ugly game. And when you come out, just come right out to it, we talked about the fact that there was going to need to be a run, and we did see a run there at the end of the game, a very important run at one point where they put 8 in a row up thanks to a couple of threes by Courtney Brown, and then ultimately getting out-rebounded in the game. But hopefully in the long run it's going to help. It'll help the team going forward, and we'll see if they're able to get some momentum off of this game.
We're here with Mike Bailey now, the head coach, and our interview with Coach Bailey brought to you by Carl Sandburg College, where students come first. Little ugly, Mike, huh? But you came through and got the win.
I would say ugly would be understating the fact. If you look at some of the stats, I mean, that caught my eye. I mean, we got out-rebounded by 9. Our leading scorer is 1 for 11, and we are 4 for 16 behind the arc, and we win by 9 or 10. You know, I think it's just a credit. Our kids will play hard, and they'll defend, and that's what won them the game tonight. And I think we talked before the game, first 1 to 60 wins.
Yep.
And that's exactly the way it panned out, because Blackhawk is not very good at offensively, but they've got decent ball handling. They've got all the pieces to the puzzle, and they play extremely hard as well.
Let's talk a little bit about that. Your top three scorers, Bilo Young and Jasmine Brown, on the season come out and basically probably have a couple their worst joint game of the season, huh?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And we continue to tell them about a team, wanting to be a team, and you know, Shanice Taylor and Sarah Turk have big nights for us. From what they've given us all year long, those are big nights. I mean, 13 and 11. Katie Wilson.
Katie Wilson did a nice job defensively, too.
Katie did a great job on defense. And, you know, she doesn't have any confidence whatsoever in her shooting. Knocks in a couple of baseline jumpers when we need them. And You kind of guy, you're like, man, we're dead, and these girls just they won't die. So
it was Courtney Brown's 2 threes that really sparked.
We're down 5 when that happened, and you sandwich those around that Katie Wilson baseline jumper, and I tell you what, Courtney buried those threes, and it was like a sigh of relief on our bench, because I think up to that point we were like 2 for 11 or 1 for 11 or something like that from the 3-point line. So, you know, we survive. That's all you ask. And it'd sure be nice to shoot the ball better, though.
Well, Coach, Jim and I talked during the broadcast. Obviously, coming down the stretch there, we knew that it was going to become a game of free throws potentially at the end. And with the way you started from the free throw line, it didn't look very optimistic.
No, we were bad. These kids are fighting a lot of tradition. I think they're feeling a lot of pressure, to be honest with you. to keep these streaks alive, the conference, and we didn't get that. Now they're
making it to nationals,
making
right?
it back to the national tournament. I leaned over to Rob. I said, "We're just tight. You know, you can just feel it in the huddles. You can feel it in the bench. You can feel it on the players on the court." And we're doing everything we can to get them to relax, and they just. But then again, we win. I'm really proud of them. Because they very easily could have caved in when we were down 5 with about 7 minutes to go. We could have folded, and we ran with it for the rest of the game.
Well, we talked a little bit about Shanice Taylor, and Coach Williams and I talked at halftime about her spectacular first half play. She really, not only does she give you a big body, but she's pretty athletic for her size.
Yeah, and the thing we get upset with her is she sometimes she's a turnover factory. You know, she just doesn't understand how to take care of the ball the way we like her to. She's strong. She's quick. I think with her size, I think she kind of shocks people with how quickly she goes with the ball. And tonight just happened to be one of those nights where we got her through her sub-rotation and she started playing well and we just stayed with her. Because Jasmine did not play well tonight.
Right.
No.
I mean, Jasmine was brutal. And we told her that. But we told her, you know, maybe next Saturday is your day, you know.
Right.
That's just kind of how this – but, I mean, I like our I looked at some of these stats and, you know, the B-Lo 1-for-11 and some of the shots she missed. I mean, those are gimmies for her.
Right.
You know, so.
It was like there was a lid on the basket.
Yeah, she – and you know, Britt's feeling a lot of that pressure. I think she's taking on one to be the leader of the team and keeping the traditions alive. And I think that it's just the pressure is just – built up
inside of her. She had such a good game up here last year.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. But Jim, that's the difference between being a freshman and a sophomore.
Yeah.
When you're a sophomore and you're in that leadership role, there's a lot more on your shoulders. And Turk and Shanice played great with that pressure on them today.
Was there any fatigue factor coming for your team this late in the season? It seemed like Taylor Young's shots were a little short. Same thing with Brittany, a lot of short shots.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. It's not... We're playing them. I mean, we're gonna go for it, and you know, it's some days the ball goes in the basket for you, and some days it doesn't. And we've had to get up for so many games this year. You sometimes worry if they're not mentally kind of fatigued. Physically, we've backed off way big time in practice. We'll back off a lot this week. We'll probably have 2 hard practices in 5 days. We'll go bowling. We'll go do whatever to get out of the gym.
I remember you did that last year.
Yeah,
you went
just
bowling.
You know, they just it's fun to get to hang around them off the court, and it gets them out of the gym and lets them relax and have fun. And because I mean, ultimately, I mean that's what they're supposed to be doing is having fun. And it's hard to have fun when I'm yelling and screaming at you all the time.
Well,
know?
Coach, congratulations.
Hey,
we will
thanks,
see
guys.
You next Saturday.
Yeah, okay.
And,
sounds good.
And you got to have one ugly one, and let's hope this was it.
Hey, the ugly games we played previous to this year, we came out and played real well the next, so let's hope that happens.
As Mike Bailey will take a break and be back with our player of the game, this is Carl Sandburg, women's basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Get your stimulus project right here. It's the WGIL radio auction. Check the growing list of items that could be yours for cheap at WGIL.com.
Item 705 is a pair of box seat tickets to Our American Cousin at the Orpheum Theater, April 4th. Item 909, $5 gift certificates for Dairy Queen. Item 912, a children's birthday party for 8 at Discovery Depot.
The bidding begins Saturday, March 21st, 7 a.m. On the 12th annual WGIL radio auction, listen to the radio, bid by phone, and buy stuff cheap.
You're going to love the screen printing. You'll adore the embroidery. You'll be infatuated with the trophies. I know we just met Trophy, but I love you. And feel adoration for the awards. You'll get that tingly feeling in your tummy about the banners. Write love songs for the signs.
Oh, Breed Love signs, you're all mine.
You'll text I Heart Breed Loves over the school jackets. And when you're in need of any kind of seasonal sports equipment, you'll go rushing into the arms of Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Watch out! Because when it comes to quick quality screen printing and such, Breed Loves will show you the love. Call 800-314-8337.
I Heart Breed Loves.
Will you move over?
Stop touching
behind me.
You're taking up the entire sofa.
I can't see a thing.
Hey, I was sitting there.
I didn't hear you call placemat.
You're still touching me.
Why do the ones with the big poofy hair always sit in front of me?
Come on, down in front.
You need a Westpaw doggy bed, or two, maybe three. They're stuffed with recycled materials, come in various neutral colors, and made in the USA. Plus, they're machine washable. Thorne's Pets and Supplies, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
During the radio watch and bid on item number 902, a one-year adult membership to the Knox County YMCA.
The bidding begins at 7 a.m. March 21st on WGIL.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson back with you on WGIL Radio. Our players of the game today, Shanice Taylor and Courtney Brown. We're waiting for Shanice, but Courtney is here. Courtney, congratulations on the win today. Your two three-point field goals there in the second half are what did it. You guys were having a little trouble before that.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we just couldn't get in the groove of the game. But finally, you know, we started playing as a team and worked together. And when we needed it, we all got it. So,
Courtney, the first three-pointer seemed like you had some space and you definitely got it in the flow of the offense. The second one looked more like what I'll call a confidence three-pointer. You already hit the first one, and you were going to take that second one regardless of who was in your face.
Yeah, I was, you know, I've been struggling with my shot, and I finally, you know, that one felt good, and I knew the time was at, like, seven or below, so I knew I had to take it, and I shot it with confidence.
How about those free throws?
Oh, not so much. I need to work on those.
Well, it was a great game. It seemed like you guys just couldn't get going, couldn't get things started.
No, we started off really slow. You know, we were talking in the locker room, we have to start out because their ball pressure is really good. We knew we had to take care of the ball, but we just couldn't all play together. We had a few times where Shawnice was carrying us, and at the end we finally all were playing together as a team.
Well, congratulations, Courtney.
Thank you.
Well, you'll live to play another day.
Yes, thank you.
And now Shanice Taylor is here, and she's going to step over with us and speak with us. And come on in, Shanice. Sit down, relax. And congratulations. You came off the bench today and did just a great job, especially in the first half. You sparked the team and kept them in the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, today I just felt like this is it. You know, win or go home, man. Came out and I just did my best for the team and played hard, and I got a lot of rebounds tonight and putbacks. So
it was pretty physical inside. They really were banging in there, weren't
they? Oh yeah. I just got strong back with them and did what I had to do.
You had a good game up here last year. Coach Bailey and I were talking about
mm-hmm. it. Yep.
Shanice, one of the things Jim mentioned before the game was the fact that that they had a height advantage over you guys, and Blackhawk had some taller players, and when they had Sarah Thor in there, they had a real big player that also had some height. It seemed like you made up for the lack of height with your athleticism and also your speed around the ends.
Yeah. For my size, I think I'm a pretty good. I'm pretty fast and athletic, so the thing I do is just box them out. And
yeah, and Jim was really impressed with how well you bring down those one-handed rebounds.
Yeah.
You were pulling those ones down with some ferocity.
Yeah, I had a good game tonight. I was proud.
Congratulations, Shanice.
All right, thank you.
You live to play another day.
Yeah, all right, thank you.
And that's important for you sophomores, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Shanice Taylor, she and Courtney Brown, our player of the games. We'll take another break. We'll come back with a final word. This is Carl Sandburg, women's basketball on WGIL and on WGIL.com.
There is nothing like being part of a team. The unity and competition. You know Carl Sandburg College is the place to go for affordable, quality education and training. But did you also know that CSC knows a thing or two about winning teams?
CSC has been to the national tournament in women's basketball the last 4 years. In that time, Carl Sandburg's athletic programs have produced 6 conference championships, 5 regional championships, and 4 national tournament appearances. They've produced 3 All-Americans, 9 academic All-Americans, and 97 academic all-conference student-athletes. So if you want to be a part of a winning team
and part of the legacy of Carl Sandburg College Athletics, get involved today.
With competitive teams in men and women's basketball,
cross country, golf, and soccer,
men's baseball, and women's softball and volleyball,
CSC is the place for athletes.
So go online to sandburg.edu/athletics, click on Recruit Me, and open up a new and exciting door to your future. Carl Sandburg College Athletics, an experience you'll never forget.
WGIL and F&M Bank congratulate Fish of Galesburg, winner of this week's Hometown Hundreds, nominated by Rebecca Lentz of Knoxville. Congratulations from WGIL.
So the starting lineups are being introduced for Kishwaukee and Illinois Valley, two teams that have, of course, met before during the regular season. And the winner of this game will meet the Carl Sandburg Chargers, and that will be next Saturday, and that will be at 2:30 here at Triton Community College. And let's hope the Chargers can get it together and play a little bit better than they did today.
Well, they're going to have to bring hopefully the shots fall a little bit better. That's not always something you can control, but as far as the intensity, we saw them get a little lackluster at times, as we mentioned how Gray and Giles, we're getting up to a lot of the loose balls. They're going to have to come out with the same kind of intensity. And you can't imagine that Jasmine Brown, Brittany Below, and Taylor Young are all going to have poor games again on Saturday. So that may bode well that they got that one poor game out of the way right now.
Our thanks to Mike Bailey. Also our thanks to Shanice Taylor and to Courtney Brown for coming and talking to us. If you want to hear this next game, it's available on the internet at www.triton, it's T-R-I-T-O-N, www.triton.edu/tournament, www.triton.edu/tournament. Final again, it was 62-53. Our thanks back at the studio to Keegan S., and I think Brian Prescott may also be back in there, so thank you very much for all that was done back at the Galesburg Radio Center. The Chargers up their season record now to 22-9. They win the game 62-53 over Blackhawk. For Eric Gibson, I'm Jim Wyman. So long, everybody.
Live coverage of the Lady Chargers on WGIL has been brought to you by Carl Sandburg College, where students come first, by Bill Butts Law Office at 119 South Cherry Street in the Burg, providing peace of mind when you're faced with making law decisions for your elderly loved one, by Buffalo Wild Wings, now open on North Seminary, great food, sports, and fun. You have to be there. By OSF, St. Mary Medical Center, your neighborhood hospital, right here in Galesburg for 100 years and counting. By Pizza House in downtown Galesburg, home of the original thin crust pizza, dine in, carry out, or delivery. By Rob Williams State Farm Insurance in the 4L Plaza, providing insurance and financial services to the Galesburg area. By Tompkins State Bank in Avon, Abingdon, Knoxville, and Galesburg. Community-minded, customer-focused, celebrating 125 years. Thanks for listening to Carl Sandburg College Women's Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.